Here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Oh, man. How do you do this?
Day two.
Oh, this isn't part of my rock star personality thing that I'm supposed to be.
Steve-O and Stephen Christian, lead singer of Amberlin and normally noon waker-upper guy.
Yeah.
No, not really, but...
It's so bad. So, I have a suggestion for the station.
Yeah.
Could you not put the hand lotion next to the coffee pot?
Oh, what happened?
Because at 6 a.m., I thought it was creamer.
No, you didn't.
Yep. Strike one on my day. That's strike one. Yeah. So, that was bad. That was real bad. I was looking for a refrigerator. And I was like, oh, well, somebody luckily has left it on the counter.
Wow.
So here I go.
Have you ever seen a cream dispenser that squirts out?
It's 6 a.m. I don't know if you saw it. It's 6 a.m. It's literally 6 a.m. It's literally 6:13.
It is. It's 6:13 right now and packed day today. We are interviewing an icon, if you will.
Oh, that's right. I just remembered.
Yeah. We are interviewing...
Exciting.
A man named John Schlitt. That's his name.
I thought he wrote the song.
That's his real name. He was in a band called Head East that apparently was huge in the 70s.
I should ask...
He was also the lead singer of Petra.
Petra.
Get on your knees and fight like a man. Yeah, and he...
That's the only Petra song I...
And that was him. That was John Schlitt.
Wow.
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
I don't know any Petra. So here's what I want to do.
Okay.
I don't want to get in trouble.
You know why I know Petra?
Well, I would love to know why.
Okay, so... You know when you're a kid and you think that your cousin is so much cooler because he's older?
Oh, yeah.
So I got in because, you know, here's this, you know, teenage cousin.
Right.
So he also gave me a Petra tape, and he also gave me a Striper tape.
That's how came to find Striper.
Yeah.
Was my cousin.
So I brought home the tape, and I'm listening to it. My dad pulls out the tape, and the tape was called To Hell with the Devil.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad was just immediately irate. No, my God.
How dare you?
How did this get into my household?
Right.
And he said no one should go to hell. I just was so confused as a child, going, now I want you to read this title one more time. It says To Hell with the Devil.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
No?
You know that's... Okay. All right.
I almost want to be confused this morning.
Yeah.
I almost want to mistake him for the lead singer of Striper.
We should just go with it. We should just go with it the whole time and just be like, how is the Yellow and Black Attack?
Is that bad? I mean, would that be horrible?
That would be horrible. We should listen to some Petra and just refresh so that we can...
I don't know any Petra.
That's what I'm saying. We should study up. Check out his Wikipedia.
All right.
Yeah.
We may have to. I have his new record.
You know,
we
did agree to.
We did.
Interview. So I feel like we should do him some justice.
True story. Because 25 years from now, when you're the old rocker,
yep,
you would want the youngins to respect you.
Back
too,
in
right?
my day,
right?
We didn't have these fancy jetpacks to get from show to show. We had to take a bus.
Yeah.
And airplanes. Do you remember airplanes? Where the internet wasn't connected to your head.
Oh, it's going to be horribly awesome.
Yeah.
It's just going to be great. I'm excited. Yeah. Lead singer, former lead singer of Petra. He's going to be hanging with us.
Yep. Let's go check him out.
Yeah, we need to study up on him.
Yeah, we do.
That's coming up at 8:20. Right now we got some Maylene and the Sons of Disaster. Static Radio. Josh Garrels, The Rabbit and the Bear.
That was really good.
Was it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Oh, okay. I like it too. That was a free record, actually. It released this last February or something.
Oh.
And he released it for free.
That's awesome.
When are you going to start giving your music away because nobody will buy it?
Oh, when the credit card companies say I don't have to pay no more.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to live for free?
Yeah.
I want to give records away for free, too.
Good answer.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a solid answer right there. Steve-O and Steven, right here on Static Radio. Hey, we were talking a little bit ago about John Schlitt, the lead singer of Petra.
Yes.
Second lead singer of Petra. But, and you mentioned back in the day, back in your day when you had your To Hell with the Devil record.
Yes.
And how you weren't allowed to have it because, you know. We got an email that we'll actually talk about coming up here in a bit about some of the music we play.
Yep.
Some of the lyrics and lyrical content and whatnot. It was a really good email. They weren't, like, attacking. It was just questions and confusion. But I saw this and it reminded me of, well, all of it. A senior citizen in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Have you ever been there?
Yes.
Jacksonville
Beach. My sister went to college there.
Really?
Graduated.
She needs to be careful.
Uh-oh.
Apparently things get pretty crazy in Jacksonville Beach, Florida.
Okay.
Apparently there was a bachelor party this last Saturday. And, you know, bachelor parties can get a little out of hand.
No, I've never been.
I've never been to one either. I've heard. I've seen movies.
I've seen rumors.
So, yeah. This didn't have to do with, you know, booze or the opposite sex. No, this was actually on a golf course. The Florida Times Reunion reports that a group of six golfing dudes were hanging out. They were at the 18th hole, and a 61-year-old man approached them and attacked. I'm totally serious.
You kids get back here!
Apparently,
I'm coming!
James Alonzo Hines allegedly drove his cart into the men before bashing one with a golf club and proceeding to fight.
I thought you were alligators.
While telling them, the Bible says you need to respect your elders!
But that's presupposing that everybody that you run into is a Christian.
This is a true story. And these remind me of the times, you know, where people take those scriptures and they like to make them seem what they want.
I feel like when I would get that age, though, I guess that's still kind of young 60s. I mean, when I get 70s, I'm going to do crazy crap. Like, what do I care? What, is somebody going to throw me in jail?
Well, actually.
Oh, no.
One of the 27-year-olds said a golf club was broken over his head.
So it's like a joust. Like, he drove the car with his right
into
hand.
Into them.
With his left hand, he had a club. So he's driving down. Swat. Dude, that guy is awesome.
All because Hines, the old man, said they were taking too long.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. I thought they were like giving the old guy a hard time.
No!
Oh,
some of the men were new to golf, and yes, they had had a couple drinks on the golf course before the afternoon round, but they said, hey, we weren't drunk. We were just slow. Golf's hard. We were trying our best. When out of nowhere...
Oh, now I feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, out of nowhere, this 61-year-old man... drives his cart into them and starts beating them down with golf clubs.
Oh, my God. That's so insane.
He said, this is what he told the police. He was playing golf behind them with another man and two women. And they were watching these youngins play the game, and they weren't playing the game right.
Disrespecting the game.
Yeah, true story.
Oh, my gosh. That is so awesome.
The incident reportedly began with a shouting match, followed by Hines, the 61-year-old man, hitting balls at them from about 200 yards away.
Oh, my God, that is so awesome.
When the group threw one back at him, he had had enough.
Oh.
So he drove his golf cart right into them. He was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
This would be the number one most viewed video on YouTube if somebody got that.
Of all time.
He's running through the people.
He's a cowboy, man.
Man, he is.
On his steel horse he rides.
Wanted, probably dead or alive.
Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Let me paint a picture of what happened here because I'm tracking with the story.
Okay.
Okay. These guys aren't golfers.
Right.
So they are slow.
Right.
Okay. And this guy's a 60-year-old, you know, this guy's out driving probably, you know, 250. You know, he's a player, you know.
He
goes out probably three times a week or something.
Uh-huh.
And the group that's behind a slow group often will have someone in the group that's like, these guys are taking too long. I'm going to tee off and hit into them.
Yep.
And he did.
Yep.
And it's customary if you get hit into, it's not the right thing to do, but it's not unusual for someone to pick up a ball that's hit into them and throw it back, because you don't mess with anyone's golf ball.
Right.
So he just got totally frustrated with, and you know, obviously there was the drinking and
yeah.
So that's probably more like the whole picture. They probably frustrated him through the whole thing, and it didn't make it right.
Yeah.
But
it didn't make it right, but it makes me want to go play golf. I want to drive around in a cart with a... They're slow. Yes. It's my time to shine. Get me in that cart. Hand me the 4-iron.
And in the words of Paul Harvey, now you know the rest
The story. Thank you, Saber.
Is there a 4-iron? I just said 4-iron. Is there even
there's a 4-iron.
Like I said, hand me my 4-iron.
There's a 5-iron.
What if we go to a golf course, you and I?
Okay.
Okay? You get in one cart, I'll get in the other, and we aim at each other.
That would be awesome! Pubs. We'd get kicked out of the course pretty quickly. So we'd have to find, like, one of the back areas of the course where...
That's true.
Yeah. Static.
Good morning, guys.
Morning!
Good morning.
Hey, speaking of golf, I got a story. A couple of jobs that I do are on a golf course.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of get, when there's golfers, I kind of, you know, stop and I just want to see them, you know, hit the ball and see, you know, see how good or how bad they suck.
Yep.
And there are these old guys, and I don't know, they were ranting about something, and then I kind of was just watching. Well, the guy, he's ready to hit the ball, and he hits it, and it kind of goes like 4 feet in front of him. And he's on the fairway, and he's about 160 yards away, so it should have went a lot farther, but... he gets his golf club and he like twirls it over his head and throws it and starts cursing and cussing.
Wow.
And I kid you not, man. And he was just like on a rampage in it. And then like he kind of looked up because we were pretty close and I kind of like turned away. I was like, I don't want no part of that, you know?
Wow. So,
in my defense, it was really early in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'd been out there for a few hours. And that was the farthest it had gone.
There it is. Thanks, Bull Boy from Cruces. Man, I'll tell you what. I'm not going to lie. I've thrown clubs before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have. I suck at golf. I'm the absolute worst.
I can just see you out with the kids at the little mini golf, and you're just ranting. Hitting the giraffe. You stupid giraffe!
It's not my fault the giraffe got in the way! Yeah, maybe not with the kids anymore.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we should probably stay away from golf with the children. Yeah. So if you're just joining us, a senior citizen, 61-year-old man, drove his golf cart into a group of youngins before bashing one with a golf club and breaking one over another one's head.
Supposedly, it was heard, yippee-ki-yay, was yelled from the golf cart on the way towards the kids.
Wow. Yeah.
My big thing is, so he wasn't by himself. Okay, so he was with two women.
Yeah.
And some other dude. Now, could you imagine just your three standing around and then just old Frank pulls off in a golf cart? Just where did he go?
Where is he?
Oh!
Apparently, this old guy was old school.
You don't mess with the.
Especially when it comes to the game of golf and old dudes.
Apparently.
All right? Here's what would be worse if I was part of the young crew. I would not want that story getting out.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, so how was your day?
I shot very well.
I got beat up by an old guy on the golf course. Oh, like he was better than you at golf? No, literally. Like he broke a club over my head. Amazing. Amazing.
Yep.
6:36 now, Steve-O and Steven. Static Radio right now, some Kai Kai for you. It's Tuesday, New Music Tuesday. We got a lot going on this morning. Kai Kai, my site, Static Radio. Kai Kai, my site, Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know if you're talking to me. Or just the radio world.
What else am I talking to? Oh, you mean like, okay, just talking to people. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Steven Christian from Amberlin, my co-host.
Yes.
For those of you just joining us.
For a month. An entire month.
This is crazy.
I'm excited. I'm excited to be here. I wake up excited. Ask me in like 3 weeks, though.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be in the grind. Like,
true story.
Seriously, I'm still awake. My life hasn't changed.
Yeah.
It's still a good idea.
It's a reminder to never stop believing in a dream.
I try not to.
Yeah. We had a dream, we had an idea, and Never thought it would actually happen. It happened.
Look at you now.
It really happened.
Well, I have no idea what you're referring to.
I'm talking about you being on the show with me.
Okay.
I dreamt it.
I have a lot. I have cooler dreams than that.
Yeah. Just some dreams.
It's pretty awesome.
And stuff. Speaking of dreams, actually, I have a story.
Okay. All right, what's the dream story? Let me hear it.
Do you have dreams, like, do you have life dreams that you have not accomplished? Because let's be honest, you're the lead singer in a ridiculously popular band.
Okay.
You
check.
Tour the world.
Twice, teen times.
Yeah.
Check.
You've toured with your favorite band of all time, Linkin Park.
Can't believe you just did that. Your favorite band.
Yeah. Come on, you love those guys.
I do.
They're actually really great guys, I hear.
From who? No, I'm just kidding.
Check.
Yep.
So, where am I going with this?
I have no idea. I'm trying about to find dreams. We're still on dreams.
Yeah, well, it's too late now. I was going to go here, and then I was going to insert this, and it was going to be funny.
This is called dead air in the business.
Yeah,
That's what we call.
This is horrible. It's awful.
Yeah.
So anyways, you've done some amazing things.
Yes, sir.
Right?
A few.
Some of your dreams fulfilled. Biggest
Absolutely.
Dreams of all time.
Of all time.
All right. You saw Transformers on the big screen. that was a childhood dream
was
of
it?
Mine.
That
Not
was...
really. Maybe Avengers when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
I definitely wanted to see
Heck
Wolverine.
Yeah.
As a kid, I was like way into Wolverine.
So. Into like X-Men?
Yep.
Yeah. So are there dreams of yours that have not been fulfilled?
Yes.
Okay. Are there dreams that have not been fulfilled that you're, like, willing to share?
Oh, man. You got to give me a second. I mean, there are.
Okay.
But, you know, I really want to somehow market a wig that is just a mimic of Donald Trump. Would you buy it?
A wig? I wear hats a lot when my hair sucks.
Yeah. See, but how much cooler if you had a Donald? I don't know.
It'd be almost like wearing a hat.
I mean, there's a few countries that I definitely want to go still see.
Okay.
You know, I'd love to go to Nepal. You know, I think that would be outstanding.
Yeah.
Just really, I'd love to backpack Europe. I think
Ooh.
That's the big, that's my segue into the real world.
Don't
After
ever.
Anne Boleyn, I want to go on the St. James Walk in Spain and France. It's about a six-week walk.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty great.
Don't ever watch American Werewolf in London then.
Okay.
It's a really old, cheesy 80s horror movie.
You know what's crazy about that is that that's in London.
Yeah, but it doesn't start in London.
Spain and France.
But they're backpacking Europe.
Okay.
And then he gets taken to the hospital in London. So he's not really.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was an American and it was bad. It was bad.
Scene. I won't watch it.
This is terrible.
No, I'm not going to watch
it. It's from like the 80s. Mm-hmm. Anyways, okay. This is why I'm asking.
Okay.
Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know them. They're America's team. At least,
kind of.
In somebody's opinion, there.
True.
Sharon Simmons, a 55-year-old grandmother of two, spent this last weekend auditioning for the 2012 Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Hey.
It was her life dream.
If you got it, flaunt it.
Her tryout was the culmination of a 33-year goal to try out for the famed Cowboys cheerleaders.
My question is, why didn't she try out 33 years ago?
Well, this is a good story. This is exactly why. She says she wanted to audition for the team when she was 22 years old, but a number of factors, including a lack
I'm
of
too
money,
pretty.
An outfit, a routine, or childcare, forced her to give up that dream. Years later, as a grandmother, a successful fitness author, and burgeoning actor... That's what the story says.
Mm.
Simmons tried again. She hired a former Cowboys cheerleader to help her prepare for the audition and said she was ready to compete with women half her age. Woo! She's going to do it! It's going to happen! It's going to be huge! I'm going to make it!
She is so determined. She reminds me of a golfer I once knew.
Yeah! She failed.
I don't know if that's failing. That's awesome,
failed.
Man. Good for her.
Failed.
That's some great publicity for her bludgeoning actress career.
She
Come on. Better to try and fail than fail to try.
That was the dumbest. Did your teacher tell you that in like the third grade?
No, I just made that up.
Did you really?
On Google. I just made that up on on soundbitequote.net. Then why does Well try?
Yeah, she says the tryout wasn't a success. She had been competing in fitness competitions for years. During the routine, she forgot the freestyle portion and just bombed it. She said, but for me, it's been about journey.
It is. It is all about the journey.
No, not the journey. Journey.
I know.
Steve Perry.
Don't
She's
stop.
A huge fan.
Is she really?
No, oh. It's about the journey. It would have been better if she had said it's about journey.
Journey inspired me to do this.
Yeah.
30 years too late.
So, she would have been 56 at the start of the 2012 regular season. She still possibly could make the team because they enjoyed her performance, but I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
I will not be watching those games.
Don't stop believing. Static.
Hey, what's up, guys? Eric up in Seattle.
Eric in Seattle. What's up, man?
How are you doing?
What a great city.
Yeah.
It's beautiful up here. Hey, check this out. Yeah. I wanted to ask your partner there, Steve-O.
Yeah.
What is it like as a Christian touring with these secular bands?
Define the term secular.
Yes.
What's that?
I said, define the term secular.
Well, no, you know what I'm saying. I mean,
I know
people
what you're
who,
saying.
You know, I mean, do they know of God? Do they know of a higher power? Sure, you know, but I'm just saying, what is it like to let your light shine in that industry and doing those types of travels? Let's just say with Linkin Park, you know, I mean, obviously we get to share Jesus with by befriending somebody or having that relationship, and through that, you know, comes ministry.
Absolutely. You know what? Honestly. I don't know if this is sad, but it is true. I mean, it's not much different than touring with, you know, Christian bands.
Right.
You know, there's going to be those that struggle with different areas of their life and are tempted with different things. But you're right. I think you actually summed it up with let your light so shine before men. And I think that's definitely the goal and purpose.
Now, should that be shocking to us? Should that be surprising in any way that humans are going to act like humans, whether or not they believe in Jesus Christ or they don't?
It shouldn't, but I think in a lot of ways that we as Christians kind of set up this mock perfection, you know, and we try to maintain this, I have never sinned in my life,
right.
Which actually is detrimental because it puts this massive barrier between you and all these other bands or all these other humans or all these other people in your vicinity, at your work, at your job, you know, because that, you know, they feel like, oh, I just feel so judged.
Yeah.
There's an incredible book called What's So Amazing About Grace by Philip Yancey.
Yes, dude.
Please read it, because I feel like it's not just for me, it's for all Christians. It's basically saying what happened in the last 2,000 years, that here Jesus sat with tax collectors, thieves, prostitutes, and if we did the same, we would be outcasts in our own church, in our own midst of friends. Hey, I saw you at, you know, some restaurant with a known prostitute. What is wrong with you, you know?
Right.
I was trying to witness to her, but that wouldn't
carry any weight anymore.
That would carry no weight.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus can do it, and that's fine for Jesus, but our wall of perfection has disallowed us to actually minister to the very world we were called to minister to.
Yeah. Does that help you, Eric?
Oh, yeah. No, I was just wondering, because I think it'd be
that's
cool,
a good question.
Know, to be able to hang out with those types of guys, like the level of Linkin Park type of...
Mike Shinoda!
Yes, you know.
He's the rapper. He's the rapper part.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does the one.
I was just wondering how it was, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, incredible. Incredible.
Well, good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the music. Thank you, Steve-O.
For what?
Just for being you, man.
I don't do anything.
Little known fact. Now,
being yourself, bro.
Yeah.
Did you know that the bass player for Linkin Park actually sang in a Christian band called Tasty Snacks?
Stop it right now.
Google it.
Wow.
Not Google it. Google. Man, I advertise for Google a lot. Go online and search Tasty Snacks.
Okay.
They are a Christian pop punk band who got serious at the end of their career and just changed their name to Snacks.
Are you serious?
S-N-A-X.
Wow.
That's when they were getting serious. Like, we want to be taken for real.
Wow.
I want to change our name to Snacks.
Dude, Eric, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Seattle. I love Seattle.
Dude, unbelievable. Bauhaus coffee.
Never, no clue what you're talking about.
Oh, no.
No.
Try that out next time you're there.
Is it Seattle's best?
No. I see what you did there.
Yeah, you like that?
That's a brand.
I'd assume that everybody just goes to the Bucks.
No. Because okay. they are elitists.
Yeah.
Dude, I do have...
Kind of yeah. like the church.
Oh,
see what we did there?
Oh, yeah. man.
How do we go from, like, childhood dreams to the most ladies cheerleading to... Yeah.
Hey, that's our show.
I know.
Oh,
apparently.
My gosh.
I love it.
I can't believe we're already 2 days in and number one rated.
I know.
In Albuquerque.
In Albuquerque.
Oh, actually, no. Wait, shh. The world.
The
I just
world.
Got an update. Number one radio
Number
station.
Number one in the world.
World.
Oh, yes.
I can't believe it. Vote. Okay, the votes were only, they were just tallied. There's only two votes.
Yeah. I got one of them.
I got one. Oh, no way.
Yeah.
High five. We're number one.
Number one.
I cannot believe yeah. we are the best.
Yeah.
Feels so good on top, Steve-O.
We should call Feels Buck so and Dax here, actually, in a few. We'll hang out with those guys a little
second
bit.
Place?
Second
that's
place?
That's what I like to call
you know,
second
or
place.
First loser.
First
you know,
well,
but
however makes them feel better.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No, definitely.
You know, on Eric's question, we actually got an email from a listener about music and some interesting things she pointed out. And so we're definitely going to touch on that coming yep. up as well because, yeah, people have these questions. And they're not bad. It's not evil to ask these questions.
No way.
As long as you're open about the answer that's coming.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think a lot of times people ask questions not really in a way that they truly care about the answer, but hopefully to try and trick you. Which is interesting because back in the day, people did that too. They were... Pharisees. That's right.
They were trying to... They always did it to that one guy. That,
yeah.
Oh, what's his name?
Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah. So
who would have thought?
Obviously, we're not saying Eric did that, but yeah, we got
no.
we got
Eric is
or the question
amazing.
That we got actually from this email because she was very sincere. This
yes.
email this email person that we got, so we definitely want to talk about that. But yeah, I think we need to be careful because it's okay to question. I question everything.
As you
yeah,
should.
I mean, we should.
I feel like those who don't doubt don't
yeah.
really know God because it's not your faith you're living on. You're living on either your parents' faith or the
right.
social, like, networking, for lack of a better term, of the church, you know, or
yeah.
hangout or youth group or whatever. It's not your faith. That's you're living on somebody else's. But as soon as you start, like, that's why it says, you know, like, we work out our salvation through fear and trembling.
Yeah.
That whole fight between you and God, like, God, help me. Are you real? Help me with this doubt. What's the struggle? And it's in that midst that we really solidify the foundation and the depth of our faith.
Yeah. Dude, amen to that. We're going to get into it. It's going to be fun. We'll talk about that coming up. Also, 8:20, don't forget John Schlitt, frontman of Petra.
Who?
That band, Petra. The Rock. Is that what it is? The Rock?
I don't know. Rock and roll?
You know them way better than I do. You were singing like 9 of their songs off the air.
I don't, but wait, the title of the album, The Rock, or is that the nickname of the band?
I thought Petra meant rock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like in a different language.
Yeah.
Okay, got that.
I don't
that.
Literally mean they're like The Rock.
I thought you just...
Because let's be honest, when I was a kid, there were two like bands, and it was Petra or a Striper.
Yes.
I am a Yellow and Black Attack.
I am too.
I am a soldier under God's command.
I am too.
So...
But, you know, it's good.
It's going to be awesome. He's got a new record coming out today.
We should get Striper singer on the line at the same time and then duke it out.
Oh.
Whose band was better in your opinion? Okay, wait. Who had cooler colors?
Oh, dude, Striper had way better marketing.
Yeah, they did.
That's why, as a kid, I probably liked them better because they looked like bumblebees.
Bumblebee. Oh.
Telling you.
Yep, maybe that's
yeah.
they knew it.
There it
they
is.
Knew it.
Right back, we got some kids for you. The band, not actual children to give you, because that'd be weird.
Real fast throw in just to interject on this.
Yeah.
You know, if bands wear colors now, it's gangs. How come yellow and black is just okay? Nobody
something
does
to
that.
Think about.
No bands do that anymore.
No.
I want a purple and neon.
Purple and neon for
yep.
Amberlin?
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Everybody has to wear the same
yep,
purple
we
and neon.
All, we're just going to wear it. Or spandex.
Oh,
maybe it's the spandex
yeah.
that was. Anyway, I'm just saying. Just throw
something
that out
to think
there.
About.
Something to think
something
about.
Something to
think about. Why don't bands have colors anymore?
They should. They really should.
Okay.
Or maybe not, because they'd probably get shot nowadays.
That's for shizzle.
Yeah. My nizzle. Yeah.
All right.
Truth.
Okay.
Steve-O and Steven. 6:56 now. Going to take a quick break. Right back. We got some Isley and we've got some kids. Static Radio.
According to the Department of...
Isley Lee, I wasn't prepared. I wasn't because you were still talking to me. What did you want to say? What were you trying to say to me?
Oh, man. the youngest Isley sister.
Yeah.
That's not in Isley.
Okay.
She has a kind of a solo career going.
Really?
Yeah, it's really, really good.
What's it called?
Yep. It's not a band name. It's like her name, and I don't want to get her name wrong. So
oh,
it's like
okay.
Christina. Christina Isley.
Really?
I'm going to look it up.
It's okay. Obviously,
at the next
it's
break,
so important to you.
I was trying to tell you off air that it was good. And you came on. I wasn't prepared.
Well, I didn't know what you were going to say.
It was good.
It's at 14 seconds left in the song, and you start trying to tell me
a story.
I'm not
looking at numbers.
Steve-O and Steven, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
It's interesting. You know, Steven's what my mom calls me. So it's weird.
Steven?
Or when I'm in trouble, that's what Chrissy calls me. Chrissy has a tattoo on her back that says Steven.
Oh, no, because that's... So she's perpetually... Her back is perpetually mad at you.
Yeah.
Perpetually
mad because she couldn't... She wasn't going to get Steve-O.
Yeah.
Or Steve.
Yeah, that's true.
Steve. Hey.
No.
That's my name.
What about your last name? You know what I'm saying? Like, that would... It's pretty permanent.
That's true.
Yeah.
Where were you when
I'm
we
sorry.
Were designing these?
I'm sorry.
We got like the matching, you know, she's got the matching heart and all
that's
that.
That's awesome.
It's sweet.
Yeah. That's good for you.
So.
Good. So, are we going to order breakfast now? Because.
No, we can't just order breakfast.
Why?
It's because we got to do traffic because traffic is sponsored.
No one cares. Everybody cares about my coffee.
No one cares about traffic.
I got to do the music.
You can't just do traffic.
This
it's
is
like,
going to be horrible.
There's like build up.
You just handed me this just as so because
I know.
Stumble
this
over.
Is great. It's going to be live.
No. Oh, no.
Help me!
Hey, it's Steven with the traffic in a town I don't really know. So here goes. Eastbound 40 and eastbound Paseo del Norte.
Yeah.
Listen to how white that sounds.
That's how everybody says it here, though. Nobody walks around saying, hey, take a left on Paseo del Norte.
Okay.
No one says that. Wow. No one says that.
Eastbound 40, eastbound Paseo del Norte. Both slow approaching I-25.
Okay.
A lot of traffic, okay? Also, there's some construction southbound Wyoming at Montgomery. Right lane is now closed. Now,
ooh.
Can we order some food? I've been a good boy. Reward me with coffee.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Yeah. And where we're going to go get breakfast from right now.
Okay. I'm excited.
If they answer.
Solomon's Porch, Michael here.
Michael!
Steve-O.
How's it going? This is Ned Flanders, and he's the best.
No way.
Yeah. He was the original voice actor for Ned Flanders.
Are you being serious?
The original. No, not really.
Yeah. That'd be amazing, though.
Yeah, been kind of cool.
Except he's like 17, and Ned Flanders has been around for like 23 years.
Yeah,
so.
It's true.
Never mind.
Hey, Michael, just letting you know, that eastbound Paseo del Norte, they're slow, but you know, approaching I-25.
Yeah, approaching I-25, you're going to want to be careful.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Thank you for that. I was about to be going the actual other direction, but no, we're good. We're good. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Sweet.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Hey, can I get a Super Mario?
Super Mario coming up. Yeah.
And can you sing the Super Mario theme song when you're making it?
You know, actually, I suppose I could.
Do you know how it goes?
Isn't it something like...
No, that's the circus.
Oh, man.
Doop, 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 doop.
You know, I think I'll do that.
Okay.
You know, I will. People are walking in here, and I'm over here.
It's terrible. You know, I just make my coffee. Just make it. Steven, what do you want?
Ice Americano, half calf with some cream. I'll put that in myself.
Okay.
No kisses this time.
Half calf iced what? You have got rock star drink announcer thing.
Yeah.
What is it?
Iced Americano.
Okay, that's easy.
Okay.
Half calf.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
With cream.
That's easy.
You know, I just said it really fast, so it sounds like sophisticated.
Because you order that how many times a day?
Too many, baby.
Yeah.
A lot. That's why I get half cap, because I know myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to end up with four drinks today.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I have a problem.
Yeah.
Addiction.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we'll start pushing that back. Maybe we'll go with three today. Just try three.
Just three.
Say
just
no
three.
To the fourth.
Okay.
Three. Oh, okay. It's like three shots? Or
No.
Let's increase that.
I'd be talking so
fast. I can't see what you're...
The traffic. It's traffic. Take some. Push-ups.
Right on. And we need a Stever, and that's it.
Dude, that sounds great. We'll have it out for you.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see you in a second, Michael.
Okay, see ya.
All right, Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus.
Sometimes yeah. You wanna go when everybody knows your name.
Truth. And that's Solomon's Porch for you.
But they don't know my name yet.
They do know your name.
No, they don't.
That's part of the ad. They know your name.
But your name.
But they know your name.
Okay.
Watch, when we walk in, they're going to go...
Clapping.
Steven!
And I'm going to go, yeah.
I'm going to be like, Norm!
And I'm going to go, I'm on the back of Chrissy Teeter. My name is all over that. Yep.
Yep. Hey, look, it's Switchfoot.
Oh, amazing. Amazing
stuff.
Band.
Song called Out for Life Static. Good morning.
Good morning.
7:26 now. You want to say good morning?
Good morning.
All right.
You want to say good morning,
I didn't
Mitch.
Know if you're going to like, hey, Michelle's in the studio.
No.
I didn't know.
No.
I just had to jump right in.
You got to just get in there.
Okay. Got this.
No. Yeah.
Got this.
You're a quick learner.
Yeah.
Let's try that again.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, let's keep talking. That was a great song by Showbread there. I never liked anyone.
Yeah.
And
I'm afraid.
I wasn't going to read the rest because I couldn't read it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
I don't like that. The computer cuts off titles and, you know, you lose stuff.
Yep. There you go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, look who's here. Look who's here.
Crazy Mitch.
What's up?
In the morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Happy Tuesday to you.
See you guys.
You just missed SoPo.
So you guys just went to SoPo.
Just
smells
missed
amazing
it.
In here.
Yeah. Tastes amazing in here.
Oh, I thought it didn't taste very good.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to tell you that to feel better.
Ah.
It's awesome. In my mind, I was thinking, in your face.
We have to be mean to you because we just read this study that women don't like nice guys.
Oh.
And so if we're rude to you, you'll be our friend.
True.
Not true.
No, seriously.
That's
shut
not up. True. Can that's I tell you something? No, can I bring you something really fast?
I don't
she's
know why.
Talking.
I don't know why.
Hey!
Here, I'll turn her mic off.
Okay, there we go. Anyway, did you hear something? It's like a small fly, a gnat.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Okay.
Wow, you guys are mean.
Yeah.
And can I tell you something? He's really nice to me when you're not here.
Oh.
He's like big brother status.
Oh.
As soon as his cool friends come around, he's a jerk.
Oh, wow.
He's trying to get you to like him because the study.
Yeah, because the study.
Listen.
Five reasons women don't like nice guys. Number one, it's hard for someone to trust a nice guy. Not because they're not trustworthy. In fact, it's quite the opposite. The more trustworthy a guy seems, the harder it may be for a woman to actually believe that they're as good as they seem. Is that true?
I don't know.
What do you mean? Oh, you don't know? You're married.
So, there you go.
I'm married, but...
Kelly's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Do you trust him? Do you trust
yes.
that that's really
yes.
genuine?
What the heck?
Oh, no. I see trust issues in her eyes. Kelly, if you're listening, I'd get some counseling right now. Oh, no.
Says women get kind of jaded about the whole nice guy thing after dating too many jerks, which means that it takes a long time for a woman to trust that a nice guy is actually nice.
Though. If she dated a lot of jerks, then they obviously weren't nice guys.
So then it would seem weird. Something would be off. Like, every guy I know is a jerk. Why are you so nice? Something's not right in Smallville.
That's weird, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you...
They're chicks, bro.
As a guy.
Nothing is right.
I know that. But I'm saying that from a guy's standpoint. How do we go, hey, I'm going to be a real jerk. You know, that's what
right.
I need to do.
Yeah, you don't. You don't. You're yep. genuine. You got to be yourself.
Yeah, were you a jerk to your wife?
Never. I was always as nice as I am to you right now.
Well, that answers that question.
Yeah.
When she woke up with the ring on her finger, Steve-O, did she put up a fight when she was just like...
No. It was like, just, surprise!
Surprise, you're married!
Woo! She's like, I have a headache. What happened? It was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah,
so,
that's good. Good
but it was
you.
Like, you said it! You're stuck! Anyway. Number two.
Yep.
Top five reasons women don't like nice guys. Bad boys care about themselves a lot, and it makes women think they care about them as well.
What?
These are stupid.
That doesn't make any sense. Where did you get this?
This study was just made up by like a high school guy.
Yeah. No, I've got an idea for a paper. He's I've got an idea. I'm going to try it.
I figured it out.
This is true. This was in like a lure. This was in like a chick magazine.
God. Oh, because allure is real.
It was in like a girl magazine.
I don't even read allure.
Oh, did you take the quiz too? Are you sensitive?
You know what?
Are you sensitive?
I was just trying to find something to talk about with the girl.
You're sensitive. On a scale of 1 to 5, you're sensitive.
You know what? I don't want to talk to you guys anymore.
Are you a cuddle bunny? Did you rate 3 on the cuddle bunny scale?
Yeah. Number 3, nice guys have it all together, bad boys don't, and women like a challenge.
I feel like...
That's true.
That is true.
Women marry you just true. So they... Because they're like, in the back of their head, like, I'm going to fix
gonna
you.
Fix
they want to fix her up.
Absolutely.
Fix her up or have a partner.
Absolutely.
While a nice guy has a bank account, a steady job, the bad boy presents a challenge, and women... like a challenge, therefore, nice guys.
I don't know about that.
That's lame, dude. They actually have it together, and you don't go for that. Anyway, okay.
So really, if you want to be the ideal guy, you need to fake like you're mean,
right?
Like you've got no bank account, no responsibility,
okay,
and you're just like a flake. And then when you marry him, go surprise, I'm really nice.
I got it together.
Hey, but if you think about it, that's what girls want, though.
Yeah,
they want like the challenge. But then when they get married, they want to know that they fixed you. Then they feel accomplished. Like it's got a bank account.
I think you're onto something.
I did that.
Why didn't you write this survey?
I'm about to.
Number 4, top 5 reasons women don't like nice guys. Some women are afraid of intimacy. And bad boys rarely want intimacy. Therefore, if a woman's already gun-shy about commitment, she finds the bad boy who has no illusions about becoming married. Atomic Tom, Break My Heart Around You. That one off their In Parallel record. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, 7:44 now. Steve-O, Steven, and Mitch... And, it's New Music Tuesday. We've got a lot to get to in the 8 o'clock hour, including, brand new John Schlitt.
Oh, no!
We got a few local submissions. We got this great artist that sent in some stuff about a week ago. Her name's Christy Dupree, and she is fantastic. So we're going to be premiering some of that as well. I'm telling you. Good stuff on the horizon.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Listen to my voice. I'm excited.
You sound excited.
Hey, burrito was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was really good.
Hey,
how was
thanks
it?
Thanks to
how was
Solomon Torch. Thanks to Sopo for getting us delicious breakfast this morning. Mm. For those of us who show up to work on time,
they treat you right. I was 7 minutes early.
You were?
Yes.
Oh, which is still 13 minutes too late.
I'm very upset with you guys. I'm coming in at 7 tomorrow.
Okay.
Fine.
Do whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to get me some Sopo.
Yeah.
I guess I could just go buy it. I did that yesterday.
Yeah. They don't open until 7.
Yeah. I know people.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, then there we go.
I'll have your people call my people and we'll make it happen.
Are you guys trying to be the bad guys?
Bad.
No?
Yep.
The bad boys.
This whole thing isn't working.
It is not working because being the bad boy, yeah, doesn't necessarily work out.
Not always.
Yeah. Bad things happen.
Of course you get the girls. Apparently.
That's all that matters. That's
yeah. Okay. I'm totally kidding. There's a lot more things in life that matter.
Speaking of bad boys.
There was something else to it. That was it. I couldn't think of any off the top of my head. No, I'm just kidding.
David Jennings. Do you know who David Jennings is? No one does. That's okay.
Is he a Jennings. Newscaster?
Craig Jennings' uncle.
He's the man in this story. Yeah, he's not really anybody.
Okay.
He's somebody. I don't want to say he's nobody.
Is he like a Peter Jennings?
He's a
or
somebody.
Something?
Yeah, there's Peter Jennings.
That's his nephew.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go with that one.
All right.
David Jennings. He slowly emerged from a deep sleep, sensing that something was wrong. Imagine this,
Spidey
okay?
Sense.
I'm going to look, you need to set the crazy music.
Oh no.
David Jennings, he was asleep in bed, right? Wife laying next to him.
I'm doing the horror movie. Is
all of a
okay?
sudden, yeah. Sense something was wrong. Wakes up.
What's that?
It's a dark room. The blue glow of the television illuminated a man's silhouette over his bed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Was it real?
And.
Okay.
The stranger was pointing a gun at David Jennings' head.
Okay.
And the stranger said, "Don't move!" This is a true story. This is in the news.
Okay.
I read it on the internet, so it must be true. It
has to be.
Now, crime victims in that moment, they have split seconds to react. What would you do if you woke up and there was a dude, like, over your bed, he's got your gun that you put next to your bed for
safety. He's got your
gun? He had his gun.
How did he find it?
Because the dude kept it next to the bed. And he snuck in there and, ooh, oh, people are home. Don't move. You have split second to react.
Well,
what do you do, Steven?
Because I have the powers of magnetism, I would take his gun, multiply myself, then use my Wolverine claws and chop him up. Big deal. This doesn't seem too complicated.
Yeah. Well, with his three children sleeping down the hall and his wife lying next to him.
Oh, my gosh.
He had a split second to decide.
Uh-huh.
The stranger said, "Don't move." Oh, he moved. He would later say it was almost as if he weren't directing his own actions. Protect the family. That's what he said.
Wow. That's all. What a man.
Jennings, who was lying on his stomach.
Well, it depends on how this story turns out.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
This was
Jennings later died.
This was a... This was a man. This was a man's man.
I am a man's man.
Jennings, who was lying on his stomach, reached around behind his back with his left arm, grabbed the intruder's hand that was holding the gun, the same gun that Jennings kept by his bed for protection, a Bursa 380 semi-automatic. He used his free hand to push himself off his bed, swung his left leg over the edge, turning toward the intruder. He lunged, slammed his shoulder into the man's midsection with his arms wrapped around the stranger's torso, lifted him off the ground, taking him off balance, throwing him to the ground, digging his nails into the back of Jennings' back was the intruder. The two crashed to the floor about 6 feet from the foot of the bed, put him in a chokehold, and got the guy unconscious.
I think I saw a Sherlock movie about that.
That was
all while going.
Yeah. True story.
That is awesome. That is awesome. What a man.
Sitting on the stranger's torso, he wrapped his leg around him to constrict his breathing.
Oh my god!
And when the man was out, he got up and told his wife, "Call the cops."
That is awesome.
This is real.
That's awesome.
He said he was smashing his head to the ground, trying to keep him disoriented. And once he got him in the chokehold, that was it. He knew he was down
for
the count.
Was he well versed in the martial arts, or was this all just like?
Well, as it turns out, sir, he was.
Oh.
Former MMA fighter.
Oh no. Yeah, that's man. That's
the
just,
wrong
no,
house.
See, that's just bad luck.
Yeah. So,
itty, meeny, mighty. Oh, crap.
Jennifer Jennings' wife grabbed the phone, dialed, couldn't remember her own address. She was so flustered because her husband
was... Where's the 11 button for 9/11?
Choking a dude out, yeah. Composed herself enough to spit out the words, ran from the room, jumping over the two men who were blocking the door. She took her children downstairs to the family room. The intruder stopped struggling when, well, he couldn't breathe and passed out.
Yeah, that'll always do it.
When he came to, he was just saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." He wasn't doing anything else. He was just lying there with his arms out at his side, the gun a few feet away. Jennifer, the wife, unlocked the front door, and the police came in. So the police ran in. "Oh, yeah, we got it." And when they ran up the stairs, they saw a man pinned down on the ground and another dude choking a guy out, and immediately apprehended the man choking the guy out.
No. Wrong guy.
Yeah. They accidentally...
No!
jumped at Jennings, who was taking out the assailant, and the wife ran up the stairs and said, "Wait, that's my husband!" And they immediately realized they had made a mistake, handcuffed the intruder, and took him away. David Jennings' hands shook for 5 hours.
I'd be so angry. If
Could
I was
you
Jennings.
Imagine?
I'd be so angry.
Moral of the story, don't call the cops. You've got a gun right there.
Oh my god!
Just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Yep.
Man, that's insane.
I
was such a good story up until right at the end.
Sorry, it gets better. It really doesn't, actually, because the police, they praise Jennings for his quick action, but they stop short of saying that everyone in that situation should react
that's
in the
true.
Same way. It's the person, the victim who's in the situation that has a choice to make whether they're going to submit to the demands of the criminal and hope there's no type of violence, or they're going to attack. They're probably going to do something to you, no matter if you comply or not. So he said the best bet is to fight with everything you got. However, you know, it's up to you. You can't, the police officer could not tell him.
Of course.
Yep.
Everything
else.
So, I'm taking MMA lessons.
Yep.
Sign me right up.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Dude, absolutely. Apparently, David Jennings briefly studied mixed martial arts 5 years ago, training that kicked in when he came under that night.
That's a good memory.
Yeah, dude. He studied wrestling, boxing, kickboxing, judo, Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Dude, that guy has
a lot
of time on his hands.
As well as other fighting styles.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't kill the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude,
crazy.
How awesome is that? You know, we were talking about this. There's many MMA gyms here in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to...
I'm going.
I know you want to.
I'm serious.
You're serious.
I'm dead serious.
You really want to learn to do this stuff.
Yeah.
So I'll call my dear friend Ricky and see if we can't work it out.
All right.
Name
dropper. Because everybody knows Ricky. Who's knows Ricky.
Well, I don't want to say who Ricky. He is on the air, so you're right. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, that's true.
Because
just kidding.
We're a non-com station, so I don't want to mention. Okay. I mean, it's just a fact. He's the general manager of Jackson's Gym here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
True, but
where John Bones Jones trains,
okay.
Where George St. Pierre trained, where Rashad Evans is from.
Oh, wow. You're just making up names.
Keith Jardine.
oh, Steve Jones.
Keith Jardine.
Bob Clinic.
John Dodson.
Green Lantern. Gotham Nightfall static radio. Just reading things off the wall, baby. It's awesome. Sounds like you got a lot of friends, man.
Dude, I mean, what can I say?
I know so many people.
I do.
Cat
I do.
Woman.
Yeah. We're going to make this work out so that you too can be, you know, protecting of your family. You're in a strange city, my friend.
This is weird.
It'd
you guys
scary.
Are crazy.
And yeah.
Hey, I do have a quick... Do we have a second?
Yeah.
Okay, I do have something I need to ask. We were driving by, played a little thing called Edgefest last weekend.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Driving by a cemetery, and there were hundreds of people in the cemetery.
Oh.
Not at a funeral, just meandering.
Yeah. Well,
this isn't at night. What is happening?
Are you serious? You guys don't do this in Tennessee?
Oh, my God. Please tell me.
We don't really want to talk about that.
No, come on.
It usually only happens on Saturdays. But, yeah, it's...
This is a touchy subject for the city or something?
Well, I mean, we don't like to... You guys don't honor the dead this way? You guys don't...
I don't know what is happening.
Every Saturday...
Why are you standing over me with
men,
a gun?
Men, women, children, we go out because these are the people that are gardening our soil right now. And
what
so we
are
honor
you
them.
Talking about?
We honor them because our water supply.
Really, you're confusing
our,
me. So
our
much
vegetation
more.
Here.
Okay.
Our green chilies.
I'm never going to know.
Are really. The nutrients are from those bodies. And so.
I want
to. Hundreds of people,
go
we
home.
Go to the cemetery every Saturday and we sprinkle grain on the ground and lift up praises and honor to the.
Okay, I don't know.
I have no
we
idea.
Have no idea.
What do you mean? I mean, what do you mean? What do you want?
Kind
it was
woman.
Probably a funeral.
No,
I
it
mean,
was not a funeral.
Well, how do you know? How
because,
do you know?
Because funeral, you all con. You all congregate in one little area. This was like people spread out all over this place.
Maybe
okay.
It was the reception.
Wasn't it like Memorial Day weekend or something? No, wasn't there something going on? It was some weekend. Some honoring weekend.
Edgefest during that weekend?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They were at the cemetery honoring Edgefest.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
All right.
I wish I could tell you.
Sorry.
I wish I could tell you.
Yeah, so
if you
weird.
Ever see that again...
Take pictures?
Let
us know.
What are you doing? What are you... Hey! Hey!
Submitted to
what
the local
doing?
News.
Static.
What up?
What up, Shane?
What's up, dudes?
How are you, buddy?
Doing phenomenal, man.
Yeah? Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. Dude, that was a really weird story you were just telling, but the one before that was phenomenal, dude. Call up the American in me, man, but I definitely root for the underdog.
Well, yeah.
And
I just, you know, people get that preconceived notion that, you know, you're up against when a criminal goes into your house, and I just love how that guy and that whole thing around.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Bye, Michelle.
Yeah.
Bye, Michelle. We got to say bye to Mitch.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mitch.
She's got to do her real job now.
Bye,
Shane. Bye, Mitch. So, dude, I was just thinking, like, you know, as a father especially... You know, a husband and a father, man, it's like, I suppose that guy got control of that situation before it got bad. So.
Here's the scary part, though. I'm really thankful that it turned out the way it did. I'm waiting for the lawsuit that comes later when it's like...
Dude, I swear, I was thinking the exact same thing.
He broke my arm even though I was pointing a gun at him.
Right.
And now I'm suing.
I was there to, like, harm his family, and I was in his living room uninvited, but... Or, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
but, you know, yeah.
It really is. And so now, you know, if the guy had just robbed him, he would have gotten away with like a TV, and now at some point he'll probably come away with millions of dollars.
I've got lung cancer.
I've got
because you choked me out.
Because you choked me out and I couldn't breathe.
I couldn't smoke my cigarette for those 4 minutes and gave me lung cancer.
Clearly the system was working.
Yeah.
Right. So there you go.
Hey
guys,
right,
you have an amazing morning, man.
You too. All right. Shane! Hurricane Shane, everyone. He's a good guy. He really
is. I bet he is.
Yeah,
he sounds like it.
So we got New Music Tuesday on the way back. We got John Schlitt, former lead singer of Petra, calling in. He's got a new record out today.
Get on your knees!
Truth. We're gonna premiere a brand new song from him and talk to him about his musical journey, where he's been and where he's going, man.
I see what you did
where
there.
Where he's going.
I see what you did there. That was good. Play a little Journey. Talk about his journey.
You like that?
Yep.
We got some local artists that we're going to premiere another Christy Dupree. I'm excited. I'm excited. Some good artists. We'll check it out. Right back, New Music Tuesday, Steve-O and Steven. Static Radio. Band's called Paramore. Song is Monster from their record that isn't named on here, so I don't remember. What's the name of the record?
That was Paramore.
Yeah.
With Monster.
Happy Tuesday to you. It is New Music Tuesday. And we got a lot of music to get to this morning. Some local stuff, some national stuff from John Schlitt. Former lead singer Petra.
Is that national?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know.
He's an international superstar. Dude, I hope when you're 75, you're still making great
75.
Music. He's not. How old? I don't know.
He was born in 1950.
Really?
So 62.
I hope when you're 62, do you still want to be making music at 62?
No, I do not.
Yeah.
I want to be in a golf cart running down a little post.
Yeah. If you missed the part of the show this morning, we've had a blast all morning long. And, of course, our show is podcast. So you can podcast this every single day at mystaticradio.com. We'll have the show up. I mean, it's not up now because, well, we're still doing it.
That's true.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, explain the story real quick.
Yeah, a 61-year-old man was golfing in Jacksonville. No, was it Jacksonville Beach, Florida?
Yep, you got it.
Jacksonville Beach, Florida, 61-year-old man, and... With his homie and some ladies, and these kids in front of him were golfing way too slowly. So, he does what any 61-year-old man should do. He starts hitting balls at him from 200 yards away. And when one of the young whippersnappers has the gall to pick the ball up and throw it back at him, he attacks. He jumps in his golf cart, runs down the kids on the course, and breaks his golf club over one of their heads. And all the while yelling, "The Bible says respect your elders!" Brilliant! I love it.
Brilliant.
Brilliant! So, in case you missed it this morning, it was
good.
It was intense.
Anyway, this guy's making music. So
yeah, so John Schlitt, he's making music. He's not fighting people on golf courses. He's fighting the devil with good music.
Is that sarcasm, Steve?
That's not.
He's probably listening. He's probably figuring out the station. He's probably listening, you know.
He knows the station because KLYT, the call letters for this station, we've been a station for like 30-something years.
Yeah.
We're pioneers with Petra.
Played
Petra. Lots of Petra.
It's awesome.
So we're going to be talking to him. I'm excited.
I'm sorry. I've never been on this side of the desk.
Yeah.
So, like, do you prepare? Do you have questions for me?
I don't.
That's horrible.
Normally I do. Even when I interview my friend, like you,
If I've ever quote unquote interviewed you,
right.
That's a lie. I don't think I ever don't. I really don't.
That'd be kind of boring.
But I do prepare. I don't actually.
Oh man,
that's a lie.
That's so sad. That's called lazy journalism.
It's not lazy journalism. I'll Wikipedia them. I'll find out everything I need to know. I'm just kidding. If you can find out something on Wikipedia, you shouldn't ask them that question.
That's true.
Like, that's why for me, I'll usually ask the hard questions.
The hard hitting. Like, what's your favorite color?
If you choke out a Smurf, what color would he turn? I'm serious. Because they're already blue. If a penguin and a camel were to switch environments, which one would die first? These are questions you won't find on his Wikipedia page.
You will not. These are deep, hard-hitting.
A butterfly smells with their feet. How does that make you feel? I'm serious. That's real journalism.
How does that make me feel?
Yeah. I want to know.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm asking you the hard questions. Yeah,
these are brilliant.
Man. I'm going to ask these questions and more.
It's going to be incredible.
It's going to be incredible.
I'm going to stay around to hear it.
I want to ask him about Petra and Striper and who really was awesomer and how he really felt about them. Because wasn't there
I don't know.
Wasn't it tension. Like the Christian Bloods and Crips?
Is that,
it was the
know.
Yellow and Black or the Rock. And so the Petra fans threw stones and the Striper guys wore yellow and black spandex.
They shot their Bibles out
and they
the Petra guy.
Yeah. I'm just going to be honest. It was a pretty big battle.
No, there wasn't.
It was huge.
You literally just made that up.
It was the metal battle. You didn't hear about that?
I'm afraid I didn't.
I had all the Striper action figures.
The quest for significance.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So we're going to talk about that. Who really pioneered Christian metal?
That's true.
Striper or Petra?
Petra wasn't... I don't think they
ready, go.
I don't think they would have considered themselves heavy metal. Whereas Striper would have.
But they were rock. Literally.
Like 70s rock.
Yeah, but Petra means rock. So they literally were rock.
They literally rocked.
Yeah.
Rocked.
Wow. That's coming up in 9 minutes. He's calling the show live.
Oh, I'm nervous for you. Yeah. For you.
Why for me?
Stupid questions.
For all he knows, you're my co-host.
I've got...
So you're labeled the...
New York? New York's on the line.
Yeah.
I've got to... I'm sorry. Hang on. They're right here.
You got to
take this call.
You got to take this call.
Call me back in 9 minutes?
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's perfect.
John Schlitt from Petra joining us in about 9 minutes. It is New Music Tuesday. We got plenty of new music to get to from local artists. It's your chance to tell us what you think.
Yeah. Go
Facebook.com.
Yeah. Go on Facebook. Tell us what you think. If you want to hear them again.
Yeah.
What your true thoughts. Don't let anything go because Lord knows you're behind a computer. You can be as brave as you want.
And people are. The format is dig it or bury it. Do you dig the song or do you want to bury it 6 feet under the ground because it's horrible? So, yeah, they're brutal. Mm. So we'll definitely do some of that. In fact, local artist from last New Music Tuesday, you guys voted it in into regular rotation, said this is amazing. You want to hear it? The band's called Zurbin, which is a space turbine. I don't know if you knew that.
A space turbine.
Yeah, everything in space starts with Z. So
a space turbine.
I actually
what
have
you wear
no idea. Yeah, I don't know what Zurbin means.
Zurbin.
I don't. Let's be honest.
Space turbine.
Space
awesome.
Turbines. I love it. Everything in space starts with Z. Let's be honest.
Could you tell me what a space turbine looks like? What's the difference between an Earth turbine?
Exactly. In fact, the song's turbine. Called New Earth.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Irony.
From where they're staring at in space with their Zurbin on.
I want to hear this.
Okay.
I'm so...
Local band.
I'm curious.
They're called Zurbin. Static Radio. Zurbin. Song called New Earth. Local
that was
band.
Good.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Right?
I'm excited about that.
They voted it in.
They're good whistlers.
Yeah. I like that. Billiam, our music director, joining us right now. It is New Music Tuesday.
Oh, hey.
It's
Tuesday.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, dude, this is a good song, too.
This is a good song, the Ataris. But, of course, they are not the originators of this song.
No, they are not.
No, they are not. Don Henley.
That's got to be a bad feeling when your biggest song is a cover song.
Was that their biggest song?
Oh, yeah.
It was?
Yeah. I'd say so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
There's a lot of bands that do that. Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Their biggest song
like
is a cover?
I wrote all these songs. I worked so hard at writing songs, and yet none of mine. That's just got to be a kind of a bad feeling. Of course, I mean, they're saying they've got such a bad feeling sitting in their Mercedes bed.
Right.
It's like, my life is horrible because, you know, the tent is not extra dark on my... mansion.
See, I feel like if you're going to go the cover route, you should wait until you're already, like, somebody likes
good
you first. And then bust a cover album or something.
You, guys did covers on, like, your first couple records and haven't done any since.
Yeah, but we don't put them as our first singles, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, covers are
you
rad.
You guys don't do covers anymore.
Yeah, I feel like we've just done them.
Yeah.
We've done tons.
Yeah.
So
they're ready for them to be covered.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. I'm waiting for you guys to get on, like, The Voice. Glee? I want to see somebody perform your song on The Voice.
All right. That's
going to happen.
Good. I hope so. Soon.
In the next year or so.
All right. I'll make it happen.
Okay.
New York, are you on the line?
Yeah, make it so.
Okay.
We're 2.5 minutes away from talking with John Schlitt, the lead singer of... I don't mean to giggle. I'm so sorry. I'm excited. It was Providence that this happened. I was walking by our sister station, and the phone was ringing, and I'm like, oh, where is everybody?
I don't pick up phones.
KNKT, hello. Hi, this is so-and-so, for John Schlitt, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I know that name. So I'm like Googling it on my iPhone. John Schlitt. Petra guy. Yeah. And sure enough, he's calling in.
Awesome.
He's got a new project called...
John Schlitt.
No, crap.
Project He's, Awesome?
No, it's got a name. Will you Google it? got a real name.
We might want to check that out.
The record's got a real name.
Have you ever thought of being like a reporter or something?
This just in. Hang on one second.
I think you'd be great on CNN or
I'm
Fox or something.
You. I'm telling you. C-H, John
Schlitt.
Schlitt.
S-C-H-L-I-T-T. Oh, my God. When you go to his website, I just want to say,
the greater cause.
It's because he's got that angel illumination behind his front picture there.
Yep, that's good.
The greater cause. Releasing
today. I told
today.
You, it's self-titled.
No, it's not. It says the greater cause. John Schlitt, the greater cause.
So the greater cause is his project.
Journalist ever.
And John Schlitt is the name of the record? Come on. Oh, no, it's available now is the name of the record.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, man, can we do these things?
John Schlitt is the project name.
Can we do this with him?
No.
Okay.
It's going to be so bomb.
Respect your elders. Respect.
Oh, goodness.
I'm excited, man. I'm really excited, actually.
He's got so much helpful information on his website.
You were a huge Petra fan.
I'm not saying
you
I wasn't.
That was have to sing.
That was one of the few records I was allowed to have.
You have to be the fan that sings one of his songs
I'm
for him.
I'm not going to do it.
Please.
I don't even remember.
Yes, you're a liar. You sang like three of them off the air.
I don't know. I mean, it's not in front of me.
Go to Wikipedia.
All right, I'm going.
Go to Wikipedia.
I'm going.
The Greater Cause is the name of the record. John Schlitt, former frontman of Petra, got a solo project and a new single, actually. Hope That Saves the World. We're going to premiere that this morning and give you guys a chance to vote on it. And let us know what you think.
Here we go. Got it.
Steven's the biggest Petra fan I know.
He's got a Petra shirt on right now.
You don't know any Petra.
I don't know any.
So one out of one.
Yeah. You're it, man.
Pretty sure I was born after
you're
Petra.
You're the guy. Yeah. So I'm just saying. He pioneered Christian rock. What did they do? This means war.
This means war. Oh, what albums? There's tons of albums.
Well, I mean, that's the record, right? That you remember the most?
That's what I remember.
1987.
87.
That release. You weren't even born yet,
dude,
Billy.
89.
Wow.
You missed so much.
You did.
Oh, I am so bummed. Man, I missed that.
You missed Reagan.
You weren't even born for Return of the Jedi. That was 83.
I know.
So you missed all that, and yet you still have Star Wars tattoos.
That's because I'm keeping the faith, bro.
Shh, he's calling. Okay. Oh. Get it.
Static Radio.
Hey, this is John Schlitt.
Yes, it is! Yes,
hey, guys,
it is.
I want you to know something.
Woo! Yeah.
I almost didn't make the phone because the battery of my wheelchair... ran low, and I'm serious. I almost didn't make the vote. I had to crawl to the floor on the floor to get you guys, but it was important to me.
Stop it right now!
I'm glad you keep your telephone at like a 2-foot reachable height.
He's called.
Hey, man. Oh, man. Well, it was a stretch, man. I'll tell you, because actually, I don't like to bend over much because, you know, my age and everything. It was really a higher reach, man. I'm telling you, it was, but I needed to get to you guys.
So you are the greatest. You're calling us from the little keychain around your neck?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that one. Darn it, I wish I had said that.
You fell, and you're like, I can't get up. I gotta call static radio.
Operator, how would I help you? Fire?
It's a static radio. Give me the static radio.
Oh, good. They're the only other ones we call besides the fire.
John Schlitt on the phone, man.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I am kicking, man. I love it.
Man, I got to say that I really enjoyed
it. Yeah. Opera. Okay, here's the deal. I'm Steve-O.
Thank you, buddy.
My co-host to my right, his name is Steven.
Yes.
So that it may be a little confusing. There's two Steves. We don't normally do that. And then our music director, Billiam, actually, to my left, hanging out. So you got three people on the phone with you. And one...
Oh, ganging up on me, huh? Thanks a lot, buddy.
One ginormous Petra fan who, I'm telling you, I kind of want him to sing one of your songs.
No, literally, I just realized this morning that I think I have... This Means War, the entire record memorized.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things. I'm not kidding. I was looking through the track listing this morning, and I was singing every single song.
It's
one of those things that I didn't even know I had in those memory banks.
And it, boom!
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good record. Good
so
record.
So I'm sort of the reason why you do what you do now, huh?
True story. True story, because he is...
I'm going to consider that a major blessing.
He's actually have you ever heard of a band called Amberlin?
I sure have.
Okay, no. This is Steven Christian, the lead singer of Amberlin, and I'm telling you
Steven,
the truth.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, buddy.
It is a pleasure. Hey, and actually, I live a town over from you. You live in Franklin. I live in East Nashville. We're pretty close.
You're kidding.
No,
you're kidding.
Right there. I'm just over here helping out the radio station.
Yeah.
Their ratings were horrible.
Yeah, we needed...
yesterday.
We needed star power, so I'm like, dude, it's sweeps. Let's get Steven from Amberlin and John Schlitt from Petra, and we're going to bring it back to gold status. We really need it.
Well, you know, but see, you were smart. You went to Franklin, Tennessee, and you knew where to get the help, and we're here as a team, guys.
There you go. There it is. Dude, John, so obviously, I don't even know where to begin with you, because Head East, obviously, huge, right? Dazed and Confused soundtrack, huge for me. I'm telling you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Head East was a Midwest band that was very, I guess, very well received in the Midwest. We weren't the favorites in the coast because we didn't do that West and East Coast bar scene that everybody had to do to get in the magazines.
Right.
We were too busy doing, 3,000 seat halls and stadiums and stuff in the Midwest. So we never got really that known in the coast, which meant we didn't get a lot of publicity, which meant we didn't do videos. But we were very busy for many years.
Yeah, man.
That's great.
Dude, and you're still busy. I'll tell you what. This is God. I believe it. I was walking by our sister station, KNKT. We're KLYT. Do you remember K-Lite back in the day?
Absolutely.
Dude, yeah. That would be us. We're called Static Radio now. We're still rocking and rolling. So I'm walking by. And the phone rings, and I answer it, and it was for a dude on a different station and just happened to be calling on behalf of John Schlitt. And I said, you are kidding me! I do a morning show for the rock station here, and I want him on my show because it would be amazing.
Thanks, man. That's very cool. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to let people know I'm still alive.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
So I got a quick question on a serious note. So when you did you try out for Petra? Was there like The Voice or something like that where you had to get in front of
American Idol?
Like the rest of the guys were just staring at you and like.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'm not turning around this chair unless he's good.
sitting in that room with the other 20 guys. It was scary.
No, but did you really have to do that?
No.
Oh, okay. How did that occur? How was the transition?
Well, actually, when I left Head East, Steven, do me a favor, don't fall in the same routine I did. Because man, when I left the Head East thing, I was such a drug addict and a alcoholic that I almost ended my life, and I left music altogether. Didn't think I'd ever do it again. Blamed music for a while, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So when Bob Hartman, who I discovered Petra about 2 years after becoming a Christian, and going, oh my gosh, this is so cool,
right?
And regretted the fact that I'd never be part of that. And all of a sudden, Bob calls me out of the blue and goes, John, he's got a couple questions. You know who I am? I said, absolutely, buddy. And he says, are you still a Christian? I says, I'm heavy duty Christian. And he goes, well, would you consider being the lead singer for Petra? And I go, why? You got a great singer now. He says, well, just know that it's God's will that we separate.
Wow.
And I said, yeah, let's do it. And he goes, yeah. Well, don't you think you should pray about it? I'm going, oh, yeah.
I just did.
Listen, I knew. You got to understand, there was some stuff that happened before that brought up to this, and I knew for a fact that I was supposed to do it. But he didn't, and I was not going to argue with that. And so 6 months later, I was singing in Brisbane, Australia for the first time, sober in about 8 years.
Wow.
That's incredible.
And it was scary. I blew my throat out, of course, because I was so excited about it.
Hey,
Steven, you know what I'm talking about, man. First of all, it was new sound men. They didn't know me yet. The frequencies I needed to hear weren't there, so I was trying to scream them in. And it was about about a four-month period where I had to either get new sound guys, which I did, because the one we had was terrible.
Oh, man.
Plus, the monitor guy started really understanding what I needed to hear, and then I started, I started calming down, and finally, man, it just started to click. But what was cool about those guys, man? First, I know they're thinking, "What did we do? Oh my God, this guy can't sing more than three songs," So, but they stuck with me, and then things started to open up. It was tough in the beginning because we have to prove yourself all over again, But I knew for a fact that I really knew.
But not a lot of musicians get a second chance, you know. So that's awesome. Hey, I have another question. Now were you close to the other guys in Petra, like Bob and John and Mark?
I am now, but when I first came in, no, not at all. The only person I'd ever met was Greg.
Oh wow!
In fact, Greg had come. We crossed paths on my little bitty church. He was out just sort of, he was playing in a park with, playing guitar with his wife, a bass or whatever in a park. And one of the people in my little bitty church, heard him, said, "Would you like to come to our church and sing?" And, this was right after they had finished "More Power to You" and the coloring song.
Okay.
And I got to hear this. He was coming in from the studio after finishing, and he had a copy of, a rough copy of it, and he played it for me in his band. I said, "Oh my gosh, Greg, I think this is a hit song." Little did I know it was going to be the beginning of their career.
Right.
And, I we didn't cross paths after that for a long time, and all of a sudden I see Petra. I'm going, "Is that the same one?" And, they're drawing ridiculous crowds and all this. And meanwhile, I'm in Utah in the middle of the wilderness time for me, and absolutely have nothing to do with music, can't get any stations. Pretty much it was 2 years of a drastic dryness for me. And I came back, and all of a sudden I'm finding out Petra's like Superband, and I'm going, "Good for them." And started getting their other CDs and going, "Man, these guys kick. I love it." And, as the opportunities opened up for them and they could start flexing a little bit more, getting a little more rock, initially, boy, those guys had their hands tied, their feet tied, and, on trying to do rock and be received by the church. And I wouldn't have wanted to have been part of it at that time. It was too much of a, it would have been really a drag.
Man.
Hey, if you're just joining us, talking with John Schlitt, former frontman of Head East and Petra, and you got a solo project that releases today, actually.
Absolutely.
Which is pretty amazing.
It released 9.5 hours ago.
Awesome. So where can people find it? Check it out.
Dude, it's 2012. Come on, everywhere.
I'm giving it a chance.
Seriously,
I'm setting them up.
Turn your computer on. It'll instantly show up.
Available now.
Yeah. No, seriously. It's on all the iTunes, eBay, or Amazon,
eBay.
All those.
No,
right
no.
Now.
Yeah,
people are already selling used copies.
Although my others are probably there, but it's not there yet. It's just everywhere. Go to John Schlitt, johnwschlitt.com, and we got something called the Schlitt Shop. Come on, guys. Is that not cool? Think about it. Schlitt Shop. That's got a ring to it. Isn't it dangerous? I love it.
Yeah. I've got a question for you because, to my right, Steven, frontman of Amberlin, and
Steven, how do you get a video that has 5.5 million hits?
Oh, man.
Buddy. I am so envious. I really am.
Pretend like Justin Bieber's in it. That's all you got to do.
Pretend like Justin Bieber's in it. Everyone will watch it. Say, you got to wait till the end.
Well, okay, how'd you do that? Come on. Yeah. You and I got to talk later, okay?
So, okay, so this young whippersnapper over here has no idea about, like, back in your day, right? How hard was it being in a rock and roll band, a Christian rock and roll band? Because, man, it's 2012, and I still get... In fact, just today, we got an email from a listener who said, you know, Romans 12:2, do not conform to the patterns of the world, the music you're playing, it's too much.
I can't even imagine how it was for you guys.
How was it back then, man? Because you're in a rock and roll band, and I'm sure you're not singing Amazing Grace. You're not doing I'll Fly Away. And so what was it like, man, back then trying to pioneer something like the Christian rock scene when everybody thought it was the devil's music?
Well, all I can say is it was great that I was in a band that was already had gone through this.
Yeah.
Because they were a lot of help to me. I could not believe, I figured that, you know, the secular side of things wouldn't like us at all because we're Christian.
Right.
But the Christian side would love us. And it was totally the reverse.
Yeah.
The secular side judges for our music quality.
Yeah, right.
And
absolutely.
The Christian side judges for everything.
Yeah, right.
That's true, man.
Dude.
That's not ironic, though. Aren't we supposed to be like the judge not, lest you be judged people? Right. And instead, it's like, my finger is so stiff from pointing all day. I'm going to be so upset at this band for causing atrophy in my finger.
But guys, trust me, as many finger pointers, there were people that supported it. They just weren't as loud.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason why Petra still exists. Oh, well, we're not supposed to. We were supposed to retire 6 years ago, but apparently we're still around.
Right on.
But that's cool. I'm blessed with that. It's cool. It means that something is working still, and I love that. But on behalf of real Christian listeners that really use the music and they're using it up right now, and that's why, you know, why a lot of Christian artists are out there doing their thing, including Steve. I'm going, this is cool, you know, and there are people that understand that you use this mode as a tool to bring across the message and your philosophy, just like the other side does. Don't criticize it. Use it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, good words from John Schlitt. And you got a new record.
Yes,
the Greater
I do.
Cause. We got a single to play. Now, before we do, I got one final question for you before we get to this song.
Okay.
Okay, back in the 80s, there was like, hip-hop groups, they would have like, you know, turf wars, and they would fight and shoot each other, and it was crazy and gnarly.
used to.
Was it, right?
Yeah,
right?
For real.
Still
good call.
Is.
Good call.
Back in the day, let's be honest, was there a turf war between Petra and Striper? Because you guys were kind of like, you can be honest.
Yeah.
It was like making fun of the guys in the yellow and black spandex as you're throwing the Petra rocks at them, or how was it? Let's be honest.
That was a good question. Man, I came from the old rock scene, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they were a whole lot like my old rock scene.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I was leery. And as time went on, God taught me many different lessons, including don't be a judge, who makes you a judge, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I met the guys, and I said, you know what? These guys are heavy metal. We're more, Midwest rock.
That's
we're
what
not
I was
in the way.
Yeah.
Praise God, we're a team. Let's go kick.
Yeah, but let's be honest.
I like it.
Did you guys never wore spandex and makeup? So
yeah, I did.
You did?
I'm not makeup, but my pants were pretty tight for a while.
This is awesome.
John Schlitt, I'm your biggest fan now.
That's
I gotta
awesome.
Tell you,
incredible.
This has been probably my favorite interview. I didn't know how it was gonna go, and this is probably my favorite interview of all time.
Yep.
You are the coolest, old school rocker. I just wanna hang out in Nashville and rock some coffee and hear amazing stories of how life on the road was. I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, guys, we need to do that. You guys just feel like shooting it for a while, just let me know.
Serious? Because I would love to hang out with you.
When I
get back to Nashville, I'd love to have coffee.
I have your
same here.
Yeah, John, I have your cell phone number. I will make sure you guys
are
connected. I really
awesome.
Do. I'll
That's
make
right.
sure you guys connect. How's that?
Please do. I would love to, Steve. In fact, because I want to know how it's working for you now.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, awesome.
That'd
I would
be
love
very
to.
Cool.
We're going to premiere. We got to premiere this brand new track.
All right, let's do it,
John. Okay, the song's called "Hope That Saves the World." Final words. You want to say something about the song, about the new
Absolutely.
Record?
Absolutely.
All right.
Just think, just think 90s. That's exactly where I wanted to do it.
All right.
We've got bands like Stevens already doing the doing what's happening now, but I really felt that I wanted to hear, and I, a lot of people like me wanted to hear some sounds that that I was, you know, related to.
Yeah.
And I think you will. And I think it's probably, it's a different, you know, it's a little different now. So it actually might seem a little unique.
Is it okay it reminded me of Dr. Feelgood by Motley Crue? Like the signature 90s metal rock sound? Can I say that?
Actually, I consider it a compliment.
All right, good. Good.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, those guys are still kicking it. They're actually going to be here this summer with Kiss randomly.
Wow.
I kid you not.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's the first thing I thought of. And I was like a metal kid. So, I had to play it. Got to play it.
All right. Hey,
all right, man.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much for taking the chance.
Of course. JohnWSchlitt.com, right?
Absolutely.
All
that
right.
will lead you to any questions, any possibilities, just grab a hold of that, and we can take care of you.
There it is. All right, man. Brand new song from John Schlitt off of his record that released today, The Greater Cause. The song is called Hope That Saves the World, and it's right here, Static Radio. New music. Oh, that's why, you know, because I had it in the delay. I'm like, why am I not talking? Brand new music right there from John Schlitt.
So good.
Hope That Saves the World. I kid you not. I'm not even playing. I'm playing Head East.
Man, when that song's playing, I just want to like run through a field of cheetahs with a sword or something. Just like, I'm a warrior.
Yes.
That was really good. I want to play that again someday.
I kid you not. Yeah. That was like I'm like floating, man. That's like my favorite interview.
Dude, that guy's voice is incredible.
62?
62? Seriously, my grandfather's like, man, amazing, great, how sweet.
Yeah,
this guy's like,
incredible. Static.
Oh, man, that song rocks.
Yeah, yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah, did he really hit those notes?
That was great. Real, right?
That was awesome.
That was great. And he made the synthesizer work. How do you do that?
I don't know. Dude, I'm telling you, I like how he owned it and said, you know what, there's plenty of kids making music that sounds like this generation.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear some 90s rock and roll,
that's
exactly what it sounds like.
And that's exactly what it sounded like. And I'm glad he prepared me for that, because I was, you know, I would have been like, wait, that's kind of like old school and expecting it to be, you know, something new.
Yeah.
No, that was good.
That was great.
No, that was great. And you know what, you guys need more rock on the station anyway.
Oh, shizzle. Get that
crap off. I thank him for putting that on Static Radio. For being a rock guy, Steve. Well, come on, man. Put some more rock on that radio.
Hey!
Come on, Steve. What's your problem?
It's not my fault. Blame Billiam. He's our music director.
Hey, this is what you tell me to do.
Bro,
the station sounds great just like it is.
Billiam, find a scapegoat. You got to blame somebody else.
Exactly.
I'm blaming Steve.
I got to find someone to point my finger at, you know?
Thanks for the call.
Oh, she's pointing her finger?
505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio. You want to post? Dig it or bury it. Apparently, people dig it.
So far. We got one vote right now.
We got one vote. So,
and we got three in this room. That's four.
Yeah, I loved it.
That was great.
Which is hilarious. It's amazing how just talking to someone can change your perspective.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Which is a reminder. This is the classic reminder of, because we regularly get, how can you play this song with this type of lyric? Are these guys really Christian? And I say, I don't know. You should ask them.
Yeah.
You know? And so one of those reminders of, before you judge something, maybe sit down and talk to the
person. It's true, because honestly, when I was going into the interview, I honestly thought, like, here's going to be that guy that's like, you people don't know. Like, you don't know how many thousands of people I played in front of.
Yeah.
Like the jaded. Instead, the guy was just like, dude, love and life.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
We just got another vote from Nate Young.
Oh.
Who just so happens to be the drummer in a rock and roll band. Who says, that song rules.
That's awesome.
Seriously.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Dude. Unbelievable.
There you go.
Amazing
there
stuff
go.
Right there.
Awesome.
So, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What'd you think?
Hello?
Yeah?
Dude, it's Nate Heitzig. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Dude, I'm so stoked. I'm listening to you guys on my Apple TV, getting ready to go to breakfast for my birthday with my family, but I didn't know I could
Happy
listen to you on
birthday.
Apple TV.
Happy birthday
to you.
Keep going, Steven.
What did you think about that song?
Dude, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of 90s rock, but it was okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Explore. Open your mind,
Yeah. I'm open to it.
Yeah.
But this is my first time listening to you guys this week, and I just wanted to say you guys rock. I love you guys.
Hey, love thanks, you too, man. Buddy. This is my co-host for Shock Therapy Live, that talk show I do on Sunday nights.
That's awesome.
He's the man.
All right.
Yeah. Steven, you rocked at EdgeFest, man. It was awesome.
I appreciate it. That was a fun show.
That was a great show.
Good show.
That was the biggest show I've ever seen with you guys because there was the largest sound system I've ever seen.
Yeah. That's
you
guys call that on Thursday.
You call that Thursday, yeah.
That's no big deal.
Must be nice.
That's small.
Well, I was just calling to tell listeners, I didn't know that you could listen to static radio on
Apple
iTunes,
TV. So. That's amazing. Rad.
Dude, Steve, I was so stoked. My wife always listens to Shock Therapy, and we've got to, like, find her video and pull it out and hook it up in the house.
Huh?
But now that you can have it on Apple TV, we're all set to go. So.
Yeah, on iTunes, you just search Static Radio, right?
Yeah, it's under Religious Stations.
Ah, Religious Stations, which is exactly where I wanted it. So
it kind of threw me off. Now, here's the funny part. I'm going to send you a picture, Steve-O.
Okay.
It says Static Radio, Internet Radio, and then for the symbol, like the album artwork, it says Religious in gold letters.
Yeah.
Giant white clouds
just,
and sun rays.
Just like us.
Stop it right now. Are you serious?
The gold.
Completely.
Man, that sounds 100%. That sounds inspirational.
That sounds amazing. That's exactly what we're looking for.
I wonder if you can call iTunes and say, that doesn't describe us at all. Can you please change the album artwork?
Yeah,
and they will tell you no.
True story.
I know.
All right.
No.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
You too. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Did you post on Facebook?
How did more people call in? That's what's blowing my mind.
That people don't call in?
Yeah.
People call in.
I haven't.
It's when the red light thingy flashes, but I normally. Okay, I'll stare at the.
All right, stare at it. Somebody has to call in.
Hey!
Static.
What's up?
Good morning. This is Sunny.
Hey, Sunny.
I don't know you.
How are you?
I'm blah, 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 blah,
blah. Blah, 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 blah.
We're good.
What's up, Sonny?
I dig it. This is coming from the girl who played Striper at her wedding.
Whoa! That's awesome. Which song?
Honestly?
I don't know. I just said that because I figured that's how they would sing it.
Yeah,
yeah, right?
That's how they sing everything.
Yep. I like it. That's
thanks for the call.
This month is my 24th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Did you walk down the aisle to Honestly?
No, we just played it as our dance song.
Okay. Was he wearing any yellow or to match his belt? Because that would have been
That would have been amazing.
Rare. Hey, could you send me a picture of your hair? I just want to see. I just want to see
it.
What the hair of a person that listened that had stripers the first song. Right? I'm saying the big hair.
Yeah, it's probably.
Did you have big hair when you were?
I call it my Baptist hair.
Yeah, the Baptist hair.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Nice
it
done.
My 80s hair.
Did your husband have a mullet?
A mullet. No, he was military, so he had no mullet.
Oh, bummer.
Okay.
Bummer.
Thanks for the call, Sonny.
Okay, you guys have a great day.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Brand new John Schlitt there. Did you dig it or bury it? Let us know. Static.
Oh, my gosh, that interview with John was amazing.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah?
Thanks, bro.
Do you know who this is?
Nope. I don't.
This is Dex.
Hey, Dexter!
Hey!
Why are you calling in during your morning show? Don't you have a show?
Well, I knew that Steven was on your show, so I,
Yeah, Dex, you know I'm doing this all just to make you jealous. You should have thought of this first.
Yeah, you should have.
Do you know they're paying me $17 to be here?
Not an hour. Like,
no,
total.
Total.
Like, total.
Monthly.
Monthly.
Yeah.
And so, you could have came in with a number,
We're non-com, bro. This is all ministry. Do it for Jesus. That's what they tell me when I get my paycheck. That's not how you're doing it.
And then you call you call your mortgage company. Do it for Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Totally fine. Yeah, don't worry about this method.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this is one of these mornings where my wife comes first. I had some stuff going on with the wife, so I got to listen to you guys, and oh my gosh, when I got in the car and you guys said you were going to talk to John, because Petra, oh my gosh, Petra is seriously my all-time favorite band.
Are you serious?
Oh my God.
That's
awesome.
This is War, when Steven, when you said This Is War is your favorite album, I love that album.
I literally, no joke, I got online and I looked at that and the track listing and I literally remember every song. It's insane.
Yeah.
This is war!
And the battle is raging!
Wow!
Both sides are some things.
Oh, man. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
I'm telling you, that song was written about Striper because it was a war at the time, and we got it out of him.
Dex, I heard randomly that you're into MMA. Yeah. Like, you know, you go and train.
Did
you
train? I train UFC a little, you know.
Awesome. All right, then we're going to go do that. Did you hear about that story earlier about the guy that freaking fought off people?
Yeah, dude.
Did you hear the story?
There's a guy in, I can't remember if it was Florida, wherever it was, but he woke up to a man with a gun in his face and split second to react, and literally the next 18 seconds was intense, like Matrix style.
MMA.
He was lying on his stomach, reached around his back with his left arm, grabbed the intruder's hand that was holding the gun, used his free hand to push him off the bed, swung his left leg off the edge, turning toward the intruder, slammed his shoulder into the man's midsection,
kapow!
And with his arms wrapped around the stranger's torso, lifted him off the ground to take him off balance, crashing him to the floor about 6 feet from the foot of the bed. Sitting on his torso, he wrapped his leg around him and constricted his breathing using a move that he learned while training for the MMA.
For Sparta!
Yeah.
Wait, that's amazing. It's funny you brought that story up because I was at Jackson's yesterday. My kids do training.
Yeah, his kids train at Jackson's.
No way.
So here's the thing. We need to call Ricky because I told him I was going to call Ricky because he seriously wants to train while he's here.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. That'd be great. We can get you into the kids' class.
Yes. That's about the only person I would intimidate with my friend. Oh, he's scary. Yeah. All right, kids, let's wrestle.
It's funny you brought that story up because I was talking to Greg Jackson's wife at the school yesterday, and we were talking about that reaction time. Like, some people have that instinct, and some people don't. You know, if somebody was robbing you or if somebody came at you like that, do you have the instincts that would take over to take someone down, or would you freeze and not be able to do anything? Would you panic?
Right. Yeah.
Not everybody has those instincts, you know?
Yeah. Steve-O definitely doesn't.
I do not.
He screams like a girl.
I have cat-like reflexes. But like the 36-pound cat that just died in Santa Fe. So
it died already?
Yeah, it died yesterday or 2 days ago, something like that.
Oh,
yeah,
I called that one.
36-pound cat.
Wow.
National story.
That is insane.
Died.
Oh,
yeah.
That died. That makes news in America.
Yeah.
This just in. 36 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We're sad.
Yeah. It made news in Vietnam, too, because they were like, lunch!
Oh, my God.
No? Too soon.
I don't know.
Too soon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Too soon? Did they have a problem with cats last week?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Cats crap, sugar.
Oh, goodness.
All right, Dexter. All right. I've been trying to call you guys. I mean, we've been trying to connect
on
the show.
We've been trying to prank you all week. Yeah. I mean, we've been trying to call.
I'm sorry. And then this morning, if I'm not there, it's usually just best of. So
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, you're the host. You're the head.
You are the best
of. You are the captain of the ship.
Well, I don't know about that, you know. I'm just a piece of the pie, buddy.
Oh, that's a humble pie right there. Look at that. Humble. Humble.
That's good.
Humble. You're the captain. Let's be honest.
Well, let's get together, Steven, and I'll take you to Jackson.
Let's do this.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right, Dexter. Okay. All right, man.
Love you,
too. Love that guy.
Good dude. Great station.
Yeah. Yeah.
They bring out the best bands when they do the Edgefest. Hey, on a side note, should we tell them, though, that we just got the ratings in?
We did.
We just got
number one.
Number one.
We are number one among... cats
people
and
36 pound
old
cats.
90s rocker dudes. That's not
and,
even
and
true.
Finger pointers
and finger pointers.
Yep.
And
John Slit has never been on the edge. Never, not once.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, and that took our whole New Music Tuesday hour.
Yeah, if you didn't hear that interview, you know you got to go podcast that in the next couple days.
I will have that up as soon as the show's over. I'll get that up on the web, mindstaticradio.com. We post all the interviews there, and I promise it will be up. Static.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I missed the interview. I just tuned in, but I did catch the song, and I wanted to say it was awesome. You need to keep it on the air.
All right.
There you go.
Wow. All right. You hear this, music director? Everybody loves it.
It's because everybody's dad is driving them to school right now.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for the call, man.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Let's see what we got on Facebook. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Dig it. Yes. It was good, but a little too much Motley Crue for me. Okay. Encore. Wow, again. So, Yeah, and so far, it looks like nobody buried it.
For the era, dig it. I was a Petra guy, never got into Striper because they wore spandex.
Yeah, now they know the truth, though, that
John Schlitt rocked spandex, too.
He did.
Yeah.
I think he said he still does, yeah, currently.
Well, that's probably what he wears spandex when he's on this big exercise ball, you know.
Yep, that's true.
Working out in his living room.
Why not?
Exactly. Yeah.
Just got a visual. Let's move on.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We're going to have to extend our New Music Tuesday because we have so many bands to get to that we haven't even... It's been a Petra John Schlitt morning.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
Hey, good morning.
Static.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate y'all playing the interview and the song.
Yeah.
I went to Petra when I was 13. I will be 50 in 2 weeks.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Hey, I love Petra, and it's good to hear that he's got some music coming out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Go download it.
There it is.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for the call, man. John Schlitt! Not the morning I was expecting.
No.
At all.
Taking a turn for the best.
We got to take a quick break. Right back, we've got more new music, and of course, Pastor Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship will be joining us soon. Static Radio.
Do you have a band that haven't quite hit it big yet? We've got the
worldwide at mystaticradio.com.
Good morning. 9:01 now. It is Tuesday morning. I got Steve-O. I've got Steven.
Got yourself.
I've got Billiam.
Hey, Steve-O, with Steve-O here.
You sound so far away.
I'm sorry.
You're in another room. Our music director, Billiam, kicked out of our control room because we only have so many microphones.
And only,
let's be honest,
only the most attractive people get to stay in the studio.
Also true. Also true. However, you have the most amazing mustache I've ever seen, so it's pretty incredible.
Give it like a few more years and it might fill out.
Yeah. And to my left, Pastor Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship here in Albuquerque. Hey, man.
Hey.
It's been a while.
It's been a little while.
Where have you been?
Hey, I've been around.
You've been around. That's true.
I've been around.
Hey,
you know?
That's true.
Don't get around too much.
Yeah. It is New Music Tuesday, and we've got a lot of bands that are bleeding into our 9 o'clock hour, actually, because we spent so much time with John Schlitt, former frontman of Head East and Petra. New project that came out today, and we premiered a new song and had a chance to talk with him in probably my new favorite interview.
That dude was just so real.
Yeah.
I've never been able to interview someone like so easily.
On my list of top 5 favorite interviews ever, he actually probably ranks second. Second only to Douglas Gresham, C.S. Lewis's son, which was pretty stellar interview.
Well, that's like a completely
totally
different thing.
Yeah.
Now.
Getting to read or know about, you know, what C.S. Lewis's life was like and what the household was like when he was writing Narnia. Come on. That was cool.
Wow.
That was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's still my favorite interview. But John Schlitt right there, close second with his metal, with his claw of rock raised in the air. Yeah, switching gears actually, because this is definitely not rock, but we've got a local band now submitted under our locals rules section at mystaticradio.com. In fact, if you're a local band and you'd like to get some airplay, we do this every single Tuesday, mystaticradio.com. You can check out the locals rules section, submit it. And while you're at it, dude, this is the final week to get your submissions in for our Battle of the Bands. It's going down June 8th at the Lobo Theater. The finalists will rock a showcase and got some crazy prizes like opening a future Static event. Studio time, professional studio time, getting your stuff done up.
At 150.
At Studio 150. Yeah. And, airtime on the station, morning show interview, all that fun stuff.
If you're brave enough to come on the morning show.
If you're brave enough to come on. But if you've made it that far, you probably don't suck. So
yeah, that's
so that's
true.
A good thing. We're not going to make fun of you. We got a brand new band. They are local. So say we all. They hail from where at New Mexico, Billiam? Somewhere?
Hang on, why would you ask me that?
Cruces. Oh. You don't have it in front of you?
They're from Moriarty.
Moriarty. There it is. So, let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. The song is Save Us. Check it. Static Radio. New Music Tuesday. The band is So Say We All. Song's called Save Us.
And that's what I'm doing.
Save us.
Six and a half minute song.
The song.
Yeah, 6.5 minute song. I'm thinking.
Is it seriously that long?
6.5 minutes, yeah.
I had no idea.
That's like old school.
I mean, that's great for radio.
So. Yeah, if your song is anything under 7 minutes, I don't want it submitted.
Yeah. Iron Butterfly, Indigata DeVita. That's the kind of songs we want here.
Free Bird, man.
Or maybe not.
Four guitar solos.
Yes, please. So say we all hailing from
Moriarty,
New Mexico. We got TJ says, diggity dig dig. He digs it. Chase says, bury it. Chris says Barry.
I'm going to have to be honest. I prefer the other So Say We All track.
Yeah.
That we played.
This isn't the first submission we got from them. And
We do play the other one. So.
We do.
But
we do.
It doesn't look like this one's going to be so prosperous.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No Star Trek here. May not live long and prosper on Earth. But that's okay. Hey, that's why we do New Music Tuesday, right?
Exactly.
So that we know. So that you guys can, you know. So help us out a little bit.
So we know that you know that we know, you know?
Yeah, you know. Totally.
Yeah.
All right, we got another band for you. These guys are called Pioneer.
These dudes are super cool.
Yeah?
By the way. I got to meet them last fall when I was on tour with the Blood and Water Band.
Yeah.
They live in the Nashville area. Like
okay.
Every musician, pretty all right. much. And
I like it.
Yeah, this is off the new album.
Song's called Dreams. Haven't heard it yet. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it. Or bury it. Let us know what you think. It's Pioneer. Song's called Dreams. So that's Pioneer. Song called Dreams. Billiam, our music director.
Yeah.
Far away.
Hello.
I'm not that far. You can see me through the window.
Yeah, I know, but you're in another room and you sound like you're in a box.
He's in a box. Turn Billiam in a box.
Yeah. We just got a submission from somebody for New Music Tuesday asking us if we've ever heard of Bison.
Hey, I actually love Bison.
Which is amazing because I do too. Their burgers are incredible.
Have you ever ridden a Bison?
I've never.
Oh. Anna, that's great that you've heard of Bison already.
They're I know, you were telling me about them this morning.
I was
morning.
Just telling you about them. They just signed a Universal Republic.
That's crazy.
Pretty insane.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she looks real good. This looks like a local person.
Anna, how did you hear about Bison already? That's really interesting.
Maybe she saw him at a show.
World Wide Web.
What are you doing?
I don't even know.
You're breaking
things. I wasn't even trying to do that. I was trying to see what people's opinions were of this song, and it says that some people liked it. They said it sounds like something that Static would play.
Huh. Dig.
Yep, dig.
Dig, dig it.
Dig it. Pioneer.
Music director, dig.
It's cool. It's like summery. I want to go hang out in a field.
That's a good thing.
Cornfield.
This next artist I actually found a week or so ago. Her name's Christy Dupree. And I don't know if you guys... Have you guys ever heard of the band Isley?
This is the girl I was telling you about earlier on the radio. And I said I couldn't remember her name.
When did you tell me? I've known about this for a long time.
Remember this morning when I said Isley and I couldn't remember who the person's name was?
I don't remember that conversation. I discovered this.
Short-term memory.
I discovered this. Her name's Christy Dupree.
Do you feel better about yourself now?
I do. It's my song that I found.
You're so hipster.
I am.
I heard him weeks before.
I hang out with Nate, and we shop for skinny jeans, and we discover new bands. That's what we do.
Bro, you don't shop for skinny jeans. You wait for girls to grow out of them and give them to you.
Oh, I didn't know how that... I didn't know that's how that works.
Fatten up your girlfriends, everybody.
Oh, man.
And you can just take their jeans.
That was...
In my case, they might have to... Never mind.
Stop talking. New Music Tuesday. Her name's Christy Dupree. No, honestly, you told me about this. And I went and looked it up.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, what a jerk.
I've never even heard this song.
Oh my gosh.
She's the little baby sister of Isley.
Yep. She may or may not be singing on the Amber Lynn record.
Cool.
Yeah.
This person?
Maybe.
Oh, dude, and you guys are so close, you don't even remember her name, so.
I said Christy. I just couldn't remember Dupree.
Christy Dupree, yeah.
I thought Isley was their last name.
Baby sister of, Christy Isley Dupree. Yeah, song's called Blessed Soul. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Wow.
I can't believe you looked it up. That is so funny that you just try to throw me under the bus. I've known about it for weeks.
Of course. Well, that's what hipsters do. I was trying to be a hipster. I was trying to pretend like I discovered this band.
Congratulations.
And so now for the rest of my life, I can say that.
Yep.
But actually, it's not for the rest of your life because normally hipsters only like the first record.
That is
and
very true.
And so once
true.
The second record comes out, it's like, yep. Well, it's not as good as the first.
If you check out...
Because it's not underground anymore when the second record comes out.
That's true.
We have a term in the band called Andrew Spragging It, and that's basically what you're doing it. You're spragging it.
Okay.
Hipsters. That's what they do.
That is what they do.
All right, Christy Dupree. Right.
Christy Dupree. Blessed soul. Or blessed soul. I assume it's blessed. Does she speak in New King James Version?
She
do you know?
Does. Okay. I've met her. That's okay. What's so sad that I didn't remember her name.
Yeah. Dude, you are a rock star.
Man.
Yeah.
Listen, Bob.
Yeah.
It's just hard. Yeah, you meet okay. So many
I know.
People, Gary.
I know.
That you just sometimes you forget things.
Oh, dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Christy Dupree. Static Radio. Her name's Christy Dupree. Song called Blessed Soul. New Music Tuesday.
Not so hipster, huh?
That is it. Dude, I just walked in and bought a pair of skinny jeans and a t-shirt with Thundercat symbol on it.
Thundercat. Hipster or hip used to mean something totally different back in my day.
Really?
Yeah.
The hip bone's connected to the hip bone.
You know, everybody was hip or whatever. More like the hippie type of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, so
totally
I don't
different.
Know. Totally different language, different meaning and everything.
It's true.
Do you know why the hippie lifeguard didn't save the girl who was drowning?
I have no idea. He was on acid.
She was too far out, man.
Oh, wow. Where's this? Yeah. Wow. Where do we go from there? Pastor Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship, everyone. You can catch his stand-up routine every Sunday morning at what time service?
I'm here every week.
Yeah.
All week long, right?
All week long.
Yep.
Don't forget to tip your waiter. And
That's awesome.
Amazing. Yeah, so... Christy Dupree, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
We're not. It's getting a few...
Mixed reviews?
Mixed reviews, yeah.
You know what the problem was? That sounded like it was recorded from a YouTube video.
I'm pretty sure.
It probably was. I don't know.
Steve-O, where did you get that?
I actually didn't. Our producer handed that to me and said, use this.
Okay.
I'm not going to say who it is, because I don't want Steve Ryman to get mad at me.
Alan Hunt said, dig a hole and bury it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And then Nathan Heisig said, I'm not a huge fan of the whole Jack Johnson, hear the beach in the background kind of recording.
That was, oh, you could hear that. Yeah. Yeah, true.
That's awesome.
It was the conch shell up to your ear.
I wonder why I was getting sleepy.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Deborah thinks she can stay. Dig it.
Hey, all thanks, right. Deborah.
Yeah.
What, you didn't write the song. You have no claim in this. Do you have a stake in
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. On more than one level.
You're like offended. You're like, I'm wearing her t-shirt right now.
Right now.
So
it's literally my sister.
Wouldn't it be better, though, as a hipster to have everybody not like it? Because
that's
then
true.
Once people start liking it, then you can't
I'm
like
not
it anymore.
A hipster.
You're not. You're really not.
Yeah, but the thing is that you got that off a recording of a beach on a YouTube channel that no one knows the name of.
True story. It was like a live recording. She was actually on a beach.
Right.
YouTube video.
Right.
We just found it.
So there you go. So
there it is. So it's not her fault.
I'm not even going to repeat her name because I don't want anybody else to find it.
Yeah. So there it is, New Music Tuesday. We do it every single Tuesday. That's why it's called New Music Tuesday. And, some interesting stuff this morning. If you missed our interview with John Schlitt, former frontman from Head East.
Or that last joke.
Or Petra. Or the last joke from Pastor Scott Tom. We will have it on the podcast today at MyStaticRadio.com. Billiam.
Yes.
Thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, of course, man.
You can go back to your room of doom.
It's so cold
room
in here.
Doom. Yeah. Enjoy. Okay. Enjoy, my friend. All right. Billiam, everyone. All right. We have serious stuff to talk about now. I always save the serious stuff for our resident pastor around here. Are you ready to get serious?
I'm ready.
I don't know why I'm playing this music. This isn't serious music at all.
No, it isn't.
Do we have any serious music?
How
hold on.
Was
okay.
The...
That's not serious.
That's
oh, wow.
not serious
okay.
either.
Okay. Ooh. It is nice. Time to get serious.
Wow.
All right. How about... Okay. We'll go like...
There you go. Oh, fine. Wow.
It's time to get serious in the Shire.
Yeah.
We've got the great show for you this morning. Yeah. What are you talking about, dear Pip? It's our morning show of... No? No? It's the Lord of the Rings soundtrack.
It's time for crumpets and tea.
You've never seen the Lord of the Rings?
I'm totally kidding.
Man. Lord of the... No, I was going to have to take you outside.
Books. The books were so much better.
Hipster. So much better.
First edition, the second edition. Totally got lost in translation.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
All right. 8 signs you might be a Pharisee.
Okay, let's do it.
We're going to anger some people this morning. I'm sure we are. But these are 8 signs that you might be a Pharisee. And let's be honest.
Who might it be these days? I might be.
Number one, way more obsessed with the sins and shortcomings of others, and you make it your obsession to point out their faults so you don't have to deal with your own faults. You think that's true?
Yeah. Partially true.
Partially true. Why?
That sounds like a description of my job, though.
Right.
That's a pastor.
You are a pastor.
But that's why I'm senior pester.
So that's why I think it's important for accountability, right? Because it talks about not having to deal with your own sins, so you're busy pointing out others' faults.
Yeah.
Where's that line? Because obviously we are called to keep each other accountable. So how do we stay on the side of Christ and not on the side of the Pharisees when we're talking to a friend or calling somebody out because they're acting like idiots?
Yeah, well, it's like Galatians talks about, that we go with meek and mild manner, knowing that we ourselves are sinners.
Right.
If we're going to do that.
Right.
And so...
It's okay to call your friends out if they're acting like an idiot.
Sure.
You just kind of sprinkle it with salt and show them love, right?
And you allow them to do the same.
Yeah. Matthew 18.
Yep.
If a brother's, sinned against you, or you go to him. In private, it says, you don't go to all your friends and say, pray for my friend who did this to me. Gossip, slander.
Yeah. Slam.
Ugh. Okay. 8 ways to tell you maybe a Pharisee. And I guess how to overcome them, because we'll go through each one, and then, Pastor, you can tell us how. Right. This person who wrote this says, I made it my goal to catch people doing something wrong and condemn them rather than seeing them with the same eyes that Jesus saw me, thus causing me to be broken for them and reach out to them with compassion and genuine concern. Instead, he would just condemn them and walk away from them. It's kind of pharisaical.
It's kind of pharisaical, I think.
I mean, obviously. Okay, as we talk about all these, there's questions. Because biblically...
That kind of sounds like a parent, too, though.
Paul talks about, you find a brother caught in sexual sin with such a brother, don't even eat. Not at all meaning the people of the world, because then you'd have to leave Earth, he says. But with a brother caught in that kind of sin who's refusing repentance... says don't even eat with him. But isn't that kind of shunning? I mean, where's the line with that as well? You confront your brother. If he turns away from it, then you've gained your brother. But so then immediately it's like, sorry.
That's James 5, 19 and 20.
Okay.
Yeah, that if you confront your brother, you saved him, sinner, you save his soul from death. And so, but I think there is a key there that they're talking about there, that if that's your goal, I mean, if you're a sin hunter type of thing, and you're just
I'm a demon hunter.
Yeah, I like a demon hunter.
I look for demons behind every corner.
Demons.
It was the demon's fault.
Yeah.
It's not my own fault.
But if that's what the person is doing, only looking for the sin to condemn, but not correct or help.
Right.
Then, it is a Pharisee type of, attribute.
And it's also difficult because when you're talking to a friend and you go to them and, there is fault there, a lot of times they'll say, oh, you're just judging me.
Yeah.
And they'll use it as an excuse to not have
to
change their life.
That's so stupid.
Take the plank out of your own eye.
Somebody told me that the other day. He says, you shouldn't be sharing your own opinions. And I told him, well, is that an opinion you just shared with me? Because it's self-refuting. It's a dumb thing to say. When he was talking about not judging others, it was judging with a hypocritical view.
Right.
If you read it in context there.
Right.
But obviously, we're supposed to judge,
Right.
You have to judge people. Are you going to leave your child with just any babysitter?
Right.
They show up at the door,
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, I'm here. Uncle Ed.
You just sounded like Beetlejuice. Hey, man.
They got this creepy van and candy in it and stuff like that. You're like, nah, you're not babysitting my kid, man.
Yeah.
So take off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course you have to judge.
Right.
You know, it's just what type of judgment.
I think that's the popular word of the day right now is judge. Oh, you're just judging me. You can't tell me how can you judge? Christians aren't supposed to judge. Judge not, lest you be judged. And they'll throw it out in that sense. But what you're saying is we are called to. It's just the way you do it.
Yeah. I mean, we're actually called in Corinthians, talks about it, I believe, in chapter 10, that we're to observe each other daily and exhort one another daily, even as the day of the Lord approaches, that we're supposed to continue to assemble ourselves together. Because you exhort and you watch each other to stir up love and good works. And so exhorting one another, and that literally is a term that you scrutinize, you watch the person in a way to see, how can I help them? How can I encourage them to good works?
Right.
And not to the other, which means you have to judge if they're going to the other.
See, I like to walk around with a hammer and hit my friends in the thumb and see if they cuss. Because if they cuss, I can condemn them. That's what I like to do.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, regularly. Good. Did that just the other day with... Right, wait, Stephen, where are you going? Where are you going, buddy?
You're like, why? I'm right back.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Just sadly, there are people that do that. They will. I'm telling you, those are called...
just going to keep my hands in
the fist. Extortionists. Hell's clicks. I got it. I got nothing. All right, eight ways you may be a Pharisee. Stop acting like this because you suck. I'm sorry. Number three.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nobody judge out there or you suck.
Right.
Don't call people's names, morons.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you calling me out right now?
No.
Are you judging me?
I would never. Okay. That's just my opinion.
I've got the hammer.
Too late.
I'll bring it down.
Okay.
I'll bring it down. Number three. This person would not associate with anyone or any group that did not acknowledge that he was completely correct in his view and interpretation of the scriptures. And if they didn't see it just like me, he would attack and malign them as often as possible.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. I am not going to name names. I've heard of that. That's difficult. This is difficult because a lot of times, you know, we do a show here. You do a show on Saturdays, actually.
I do
similar
a show
to
Know Their Doctrine. Yeah. And so people call in about and have Bible questions. And,
yeah.
You know, but there is a balance there. I mean, there are some things that we don't all agree on, but is within the pale of orthodoxy.
Okay.
That we can say we can agree to disagree. But there are some things that cross the line that stop being Christian if they go beyond that.
Like, and was Jesus God?
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, is the Bible the word of God? And
right.
If you deny that, you basically denied, you know, Christianity, the essentials. And so, yeah, you have to see it that way. Not
right.
Because we're so smart, because that's what the Bible declares. And
yeah,
so
you'll hear either. That's just your opinion. Well, that's your interpretation of Scripture. That's the way you see it.
Yeah.
People can bend Scripture.
But then that would be your interpretation.
Yeah.
So there has to be truth.
Right.
And that's the problem. They want to deny truth.
Yeah.
And you'd say, well, what would validate a proper interpretation? That
right.
would be absolutely true.
Yeah. Which leads to number four, actually. You only hang out or associate with people who think just like you. Pharisee?
How many people would you end up
hanging
out with?
There's a line in there, but I'm going to back off of that.
No, dude.
No.
Feel free.
No, I'm
Sing
kidding.
It.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
So I was going to say something about being in this room, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But I don't want to judge. I don't want to judge.
Too late.
I just,
too late.
You know.
Dude, it's
man.
Too late to apologize. It's too late.
It's too late.
So... Yeah,
only think the way you do, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you run in that one little circle, and this person thinks, and I mean, we're
again.
There's
a line there, in all these there has to be. So really, the Pharisees were abusing and taking hard stances, narrower than what you should.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
So there is a line. Yeah, of course you don't want to if you're of Christ, you're not hanging out with Belial. You're not hanging out with the enemy. You're not hanging out with the world in the sense of being their buds, in
but
the
we
sense
still
of
engage.
Running with them. But we still engage.
We still
so there's a
hang,
line, right?
Quote unquote, hang out.
So you hang out without engaging in the sin.
So Jesus reclined. He hung out. He kicked it with tax yeah. collectors and sinners.
Sure.
And the Pharisees said, "Hey, bro,
right?
What's the deal? It's the HDB here. Why are you doing this?" And so I think the problem is a lot of times in things I've seen is, how can you associate with that person? How can you call yourself a Christian? How can you do that? How can you say that? We actually had an interesting email this morning that was, they were kind in their words, and yet, you know, immediately went to Romans 12:2. Hey, do not conform to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How can you play a song that talks about a guy kissing a girl? Is that the patterns of the world? Because I'm pretty sure I kiss my wife daily. Do you kiss your lady daily? When you're at home?
Twice.
See? Dude. Twice. That's of the world. You're conforming to the patterns of the world.
Yeah.
See what I just did there?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what...
Thank you.
But so how do we go about it without either being a hypocrite or... being conformed and lukewarm, which is often, you know, what I hear regularly.
You go about it in love.
Okay.
That's the way. You love people, you love sinners.
And even stupid Christians that can't twist scripture?
Yes, you got to.
Ah, but Stevie, I don't want to love them!
You must. Scripture commands that you love others.
All right.
To love even your enemies.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, even the hypocrites do that. If you love only your friends, you know, you have to love your enemies too.
I want to take you seriously because it's scripture and true, but your voice right now is saying otherwise.
I know, I fall into that geek mode, you know, and stuff, the nerdy mode.
Yeah, but that's
pastor.
The truth. That's the truth. Even sinners, even the world, they love their friends.
Yeah, but it's all about love. And so at the point where you have to choose, you love God more.
Okay.
And so you love the sinner, but when you're called to conform to the world or to commit the sin, you then choose God. You love God more.
Yeah.
And so you love them, you draw the line at when you're going to compromise your love for God.
Right. All right. Static.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going, man.
Hey, just jumped in on the conversation and have a...
I don't like what you're saying.
Yeah. You guys be quiet. Not just kidding. Anyway, I had a similar situation in a small group that we get together and do. And
that's just your opinion.
Well, yeah.
Let him speak!
Sorry. The spirit of someone just came over me. Sorry, dude.
That's no me. Problem. It's me.
We have a friend that... You know, he's living with his girlfriend.
Okay.
And he set him up inside, set himself up in a pretty harsh way. He can't really lead the situation. He can, but, I mean, he takes that faith, that step of faith just to believe God's going to take care of everything, wanting to be in his will. Yet, he would refuse to. He's like, I'll deal with that one. I'm trying. He's coming back to the Lord. But we had another friend in our group that was like, you know, we've pointed out the sin, per se, he pretty much laid it on the table and we addressed it, yet he wasn't doing anything to change it, and he knows. And some of the people in the group were like, I don't want to be around the group, I can't be around him, the Bible says to get away from him and do all this, and I saw where he was kind of in and where he was coming from. I mean, he wasn't even going to church, and we started talking to him again, and he came back, and my answer was, dude, we gotta love him. I don't agree with what he's doing. And when he wants prayer for stuff, I would tell him, look, how are we supposed to pray for you when you openly know you're living in sin and you're doing something against God? I think we need to address that first and foremost. But some people wanted just to ditch it. And I was like, you know, he's coming. He's listening to the word. So hopefully let the Holy Spirit do his job. But I don't know. What do you guys think on that?
Pastor?
Yeah, there's a balance there. 1 Corinthians 5 talks about Paul dealing with somebody in habitual sexual sin that was unrepentant, and he was going to church. And eventually, though, a person who's not going to change, you got to give them some time, allow them to change. But if they're not going to, and they don't see their activity as sin, or they just truly don't want to repent.
What time frame are you referring to, though? I mean, is that a day, a week, a month? I mean, is it... different for different individuals?
That's true.
I think a time frame of hardness. Like if a person is coming but they're not changing, so the clock ticks faster, the harder their heart is, and the softer it is, the slower it'll tick. Like somebody's coming to church and they're open, but they're in open sin, I don't want to kick them out. That's where they're going to hear the word and get changed.
Yeah.
But that's if they're open. In other words, hey, they're struggling against it, they acknowledge it, but they're just not really capable of freeing themselves yet or breaking off. then that's where you come alongside and you help them. But the person who is capable, who acknowledges but doesn't care, then for me, the clock ticks faster. There's less recourse for them because they knowingly, you know, sin against the Lord.
Right.
And so there was a place where Paul says, hey, this one you need to kick out, not have fellowship with them, in that sense that because if you just let them go on with this, here's what Paul said. He says, put them out for the buffeting of the flesh that their soul might be saved. And so it's a serious, serious offense.
Yeah.
That, you know, that God is concerned over their soul. So, you know, there is a time where that comes.
Yeah.
But if there's a flicker of hope, if the person is open, I always try to not kick them out. Not,
yeah.
You know, if there's any hope at all.
Right. Oh, dude, I can speak from experience. In high school, I was kicked out of my church. I was kicked out of my youth group. But I was who you're talking about. I was knowingly openly and, sleeping with my girlfriend.
And how did that affect you, though?
In the beginning or overall?
Just overall. Tell us the beginning
The beginning was, you guys are jerks. This is stupid. I knew Christianity was a sham anyways.
Uh-huh.
I'm out. Fingers flagging! And I left. You know, I was like, fine. You don't want me here? I don't want to be here anyways. I was here because my mom took me here. And so now I have an excuse. I'm sorry. I can't be there. And I was knowingly sleeping with my girlfriend. I was doing drugs. I was doing pretty, you know what I mean? And they tried. They came multiple times in love. Hey, bro, let's change this. Let's help you. What can we do? How can we? But I didn't want to because sin feels good.
Yeah.
If it didn't feel good, we wouldn't do it. You know, and so it felt great, and I didn't care. I didn't want to, you know, and so it took a lot, you know, and I fell on my face. So eventually, yes, in the beginning, I was hardened, and I hated it, and Christians were all hypocrites, and they're idiots, and they're sheep, and, you know, I had all my excuses right up until I was confronted with death. My grandmother and my best friend died on this same day.
Wow.
I was confronted with mortality and was like, how am I going to confront this? You know, how am I going to handle this? How am I going to? And somehow I sought God. I had a very dear friend who said, hey, man, I don't care. I want you to come hang out with me. Dude, I've got a girlfriend. I'm smoking. I'm drinking. I'm doing whatever. You know, all the list of things that church says is unacceptable, right? And some of those obviously scripturally unacceptable, others not so much, but I don't want to get into that right now. And so he invited me to church and he loved on me and this friend and brought me into this church and I wanted to change. And it's funny because as you talk about that, I was both. I was the hardened heart person. I was kicked out. I didn't care. And God used a dear friend of mine who loved on me and brought me into a completely different situation. And my heart broke. You know what I mean? I was broken and I was at the end of my rope, basically. And, yeah. And these people loved on me and didn't condemn me for stupidity, but they did tell me it was wrong. But at that point, because I saw the greater aspects of God, like, okay, how I can't deny him anymore. I can try. I can be angry at all these people who claim that they love Jesus who acted like jerks. Mm-hmm. But that has nothing to do with me. And when I stand before God, which I know I'm going to because I believe that he exists, what am I going to say? I can't point at them and say, but you don't understand, they kicked me out of church. I tried. Your people suck. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to fly, you know?
Not going to fly. No.
And so that's what had to happen. You know what I mean? So it was both. It's funny, as you talk about the balance, it was both. And I was hardened for years. I was just living foul and didn't care and did everything I wanted to. And yet there was this tug at me knowing that it was wrong, but didn't care because of the people. And so it took a lot. It took me being faced with it. I think of King Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 5. That's really, truly what I think about, because he saw the miracles of God. Daniel showed him the visions of your dreams and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, and he saw God standing there, and he saw the glory of God over and over and over, and he praised God, and then the next chapter, he's like, build a golden altar, me! Yeah. You know? And so I feel like that was me, and it took God pulling him from his kingdom and truly becoming this, like, you know, Team Jacob werewolf basically, yeah. wandering in the wilderness as a right. beast for a year, uh-huh. For him to realize, and when his reason was restored, man, I love Daniel chapter 4. He just goes off on the glory of God.
He does.
And that's the last you hear of Nebuchadnezzar, is this restored king who loved God, you know, and so... At least in the book of Daniel. So
yeah.
I equate he. I know that's a random person. Most people are like, I'm like John. I'm like Paul. I'm like that jerk King Nebuchadnezzar who really over and over and over. But it reminds me of God's mercy and grace and compassion, and how even though people around you will give up and sometimes they have to scripturally, God will never give up. He will never,
God never gives up. And
ever.
He uses that to mold and shape. Now, you know, being a pastor, I don't know how many years now, 25, 26 years.
Yeah.
And I've only had to kick people out of a church maybe a handful of times
yeah.
because of this.
Right.
And I always let them know they're welcome, and I never broadcast it.
Yeah.
You know, why is so-and-so not at church? Well, I guess they found another church.
Right.
You know, and I never say, you know, well, we kicked them out. And so it leaves an opening for them to return, and I always tell them we love them, and that way, you know, they don't always accept it, and some come back.
Right.
But and I was at Pastor Raul Reese's church, a mega church, and so there's very few that we actually had to kick out.
Right.
But you always need to leave that opportunity for people to return.
Yeah.
And, you know, reach them because of that thing. But sometimes God pulls away. He pulls away for a while. You look at Solomon, and he's wooing his bride, and she goes out in search for him because he pulls away.
Right.
And it intensifies the love. So sometimes you take the Lord for granted. You take Jesus for granted, you know, and you think, oh, they're being judgmental. Then he pulls away, and you have this emptiness, and you're like, oh, my God, I got to find him. I got to seek him.
Right.
And that's what he wants, man. Well,
yeah, Jeremiah 29, is that reminder, hey, if you seek me earnestly, you yeah. will find me. It's this promise.
Amen.
If you seek me, you're going to find me. And that's yeah. what had to happen to me. I was completely separated. I didn't want that life. I didn't want to live it. And I walked away completely and said, screw you guys. You know what? If you're going to act like a bunch of hypocrites, I don't care. Not realizing that it was my own sin. You know yeah. what I mean? Because at that point, I could do no wrong. You know, when we try and judge ourselves, when you look at the mirror, 9 times out of 10, I mean, we look pretty good, you know? And
yeah.
so, look better than that guy or that guy. I'm not killing people. I'm not, you know.
We justify exactly.
Yeah.
We justify.
I'm a relatively good person. And so, it took a lot. It did take a lot. And I love, Stephen, you posted a question on Facebook. How do you approach someone who's not living like they should? Now, here's an interesting response, and I'm not picking on Gary, but Gary responded on Facebook and said, leave them alone because judge not lest ye be judged. I mean, this is what we were just talking about.
Yeah, that's the wrong response. That's you're supposed to approach them, you know, in love.
Right.
Scripture actually commands that. We're supposed to exhort one another. In Hebrews 3, it talks about that very thing. Beware, brethren, lest a root of bitterness comes in because of sin.
Right.
And then we, you know, walk away from the Lord. And so we're called to love our brethren, exhort one another. In Galatians, it talks about that we approach one another in humility, knowing that we ourselves are subject to sin. But
right.
to restore one another, restore one who is fallen. And so we are supposed to go to him, not just leave it up to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works through individuals. He can work on a person's heart, but he works in combination.
Right.
So the Holy Spirit gives a combination punches, and he goes in and, you know, he works the abs and he works the head. In other words, he works the heart, you know?
Yeah.
And he works the head, and that's the very thing. And so, you know, this, I'm sorry, Christianity is a people, you know, Christianity is a people religion, you know? We're called to come together, one another, loving one another, not being apart from each other in our lives.
Right.
And some of that is painful.
Yeah. It is, because I think what you just said, as far as we're people, I think a lot of times we forget that we're human.
Yeah.
We're going to make those mistakes.
Yeah.
We're
right.
going to fail.
Right.
So, I mean, if it was a one-strike rule, I think we'd all be out
oh, yeah.
several
yeah.
bazillion times over.
Yeah, dude, I got to say, when talking, and this is...
And hopefully we're not talking about one strike, because one
right.
strike, I usually leave people alone. A lot
yeah.
of times I like to just try to see if they learn from that. If they keep repeating it,
right.
then I'll intervene.
Habitually,
and then
continually.
If they reject the you know, encouragement, then you step in, you know, more distinctly like we're talking.
And mm-hmm. and this goes for believers. We're talking believers, but non-believers as well. The first thing I think of is Colossians chapter 4 when approaching someone who's not living like they should. Who's not a Christian? Colossians chapter 4, verse 5 and 6 says this: walk in wisdom towards outsiders, meaning non-believers. You know, this is a term used in Colossians for non-Christians, right?
Right.
Walk in wisdom towards outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. There is no textbook like say this, say that in the situation. Every single situation is going to be different, right?
It is. And you know what? Let me just address something real quick, because we have this fear of offending people now.
Yeah.
Everything's politically correct and that sort of thing. You know what? Sometimes that offense is the best thing that could happen to people.
Right.
The people who generally really witnessed to me and actually got underneath my skin that eventually led me to the Lord, came and corrected me. You know, they came and said, hey, you're breaking one of the Ten Commandments, you know, because I was using the Lord's name in vain playing basketball on Acma Elementary School. Going way back.
Wow. They had basketball when you were in elementary school?
You're judging me, man.
I'm not judging you in elementary school.
Like, I didn't even know. I thought fart was a bad word, man. Jeez, Lord's name in vain. You just stepped it up a little.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So, but that made me angry, and I felt you're judging me, man. You're doing all this, right. And I'm a Christian. Or in there, like, hey, name the Ten Commandments, then. And I couldn't even name like two of them. You know, I was like, they're just common sense. And that stuck in me and bugged me for almost 10 years. Then I got saved because of that person.
Right.
But when we hide our kids and we hide ourselves from every pain, we miss character.
Yeah.
When like they don't even allow kids to keep score in games now because we don't let their little feelings hurt because they just got slammed.
Right.
You know, and beat, you know, and 45 to zip, you know.
Yeah.
But what does that teach you? You go and shake their hands, it teaches you good sportsmanship.
Yeah.
It teaches you to be gracious in defeat. It teaches you to be humble and walk like a man. But those things, you know, they come out later on in life. How do you deal with your boss when they yell at you? How do you deal with a waiter or waitress or if you're the waiter or waitress and somebody's mean to you? Can you handle it graciously?
I throw things.
You throw things.
Yeah.
But if you don't have that, we're missing character. And part of that comes from, you know, unfortunately, confrontation comes from pain. It comes from things that go on. Not that we're grabbing people by the throat every day.
Right.
But it means we have to be able to deal realistically with things. Yeah. Otherwise, people don't grow.
Right. Mm.
The teacher that you really didn't like usually is the one that you kind of are thankful later because they really taught you something in that class, or the coach that pushed you. You guys were talking about MMA coming in earlier.
Yeah.
You imagine a coach is, you know, he's helping a guy and don't hurt him.
Just tickle.
Okay. Yeah. Only tickle. Tickle now. Oh, when you do that, you know, just ease his fingers back.
Right.
Just ease them back to break that hold.
Right.
Because then you don't want to, don't be offensive when you're doing, you know, because you don't, but hey, it's survival. If you want to survive life.
Yeah.
Take the confrontations.
Right.
Read through Proverbs. What is a wise man? A wise man who can take the stripes.
Yeah.
Who can take the, you know, corrections by a friend. And loves the rebukes of a friend more than the kisses of an enemy.
Right.
Anyways. I'm off my soapbox now.
No, it's true because I think a lot of times in Christianity people say, you know, well, Jesus, you know, meek and mild. But meek doesn't mean he was a wuss. And I think a lot of times people perceive Jesus as this guy who was just like, praise me. Hi, guys. I'm Jesus.
Praise me.
Welcome.
Let's all exalt one another.
So I just want to hang out. Kumbaya, my dad. Kumbaya. You know, he wasn't like that. Meek, it's this control.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Matthew 23. You whitewashed sepulchers.
Right.
You know, brood of vipers.
Yeah.
He
was a carpenter, man. He had calluses. He was a man.
You're full of dead men's bones.
Yeah, dude. Anyways. Good conversation.
Great conversation.
Good times. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio if you'd like to chime in. We're out of show, if you can believe that.
What?
I know. It's time to end. I'm sorry. It's 9:50. I mean, our show's over.
It goes by too fast.
It does. Pastor Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship. Crossfellowship.org, the website for your ministry.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and you have a show Saturday mornings on our sister station, KNKT.
No Other Doctrine, no 9 other to doctrine. 10 every Saturday morning. Call in with your Bible questions.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you do. I mean, on a weekly basis.
That's what I do, man.
There it is.
That's what I am.
Yeah, No Other Doctrine. That's all that I am. You can check out details for that as well at crossfellowship.org. And there it is. Steven.
Man, another great show.
Another great show.
Two for two.
Two for two. We'll see tomorrow. We got Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yep. Got to get over the hump day.
If I wake up,
we can, yeah,
I will be here.
Yeah. So there it is. If you missed any part of the show, the podcast will be available at mystaticradio.com. We are out. We got some mute math on the way back and a midday show with Adri coming up. Yeah?
Pretty incredible.
All right, man.
I'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
All right, man.
All right.
Peace out.
Static. Later.
Connect to a hotspot with...